Jared Schaffern here with head coach Josh Howgie in the Applebee's Coach's Corner, getting ready for the second game of the weekend series here with Omaha tonight. Coach, obviously last night was tough. You guys are trying to move past it, move forward to tonight's game. But any thoughts right now on what happened last night?
You know what? We got caught cheating a little bit in certain areas of the game. And we kind of related it back to with the guys when I was a kid. You know, if I did something wrong, got away with it a couple times, I maybe would do it again. But as soon as my dad caught me and got the old belt out, you learn the lesson, and that's what happened last night. We got caught, and we got a whipping. It's time to bounce back, and it's time to learn from our mistakes. We can't cheat on the offensive side of pucks. We can't play soft. We can't be a team that gets pushed around, and that's what happened last night.
How are you going to turn it around for tonight? What are the keys for tonight?
It just comes down to hard work and winning one-on-one battles. That's what's great about this game. I mean, it's two guys going to the corner, one from each team. Whoever's a little bit tougher, whoever's the bigger man, is going to come away with the puck. And last night we shied away. We lost those one-on-one confrontations, and it's going to come down to us just standing up for each other and us playing a lot tougher.
How important is it to get a fast start tonight?
I think we're all a little down right now. Hopefully our guys have bounced back, and they're pretty young, and they can pretty resilient on a lot of things. So hopefully their mindset is right. But I think it'd make things a lot easier for us tonight if we can go out and get a good first start. And I think it's really going to show a lot about our character. I think a lot of this hockey team, I know our record doesn't show up, but I believe we're going to be really good. And there's going to be a time where we put a string of wins together, and that's going to happen. It's just getting to that point. And I believe we're going to bounce back with character and heart, and we're going to outwork them tonight, but I guess we'll find out here in a few hours.
You alluded to the physical play a little bit. Is that a big point of emphasis here tonight?
I don't know if it's the number one point. I think the big point for us that is just playing as a team and playing our systems. I mean, yesterday we were playing might hockey. We were all just following the puck around. It was a little embarrassing when we watched it on video. The physical play is a point of emphasis, but I don't know if it's number one right now. I think executing our systems and standing up for each other more so. If let's call it as it is, if someone takes their glove off and shishes our bench on the fifth goal, someone needs to stand up and defend our team, and that's what happened last night. So I think we were a little insulted by what happened by them, their guy gesturing to our bench after the fifth goal, but we didn't respond to it, and hopefully tonight we'll respond.
And that's something, tonight, looking at the physicalness of the game, and no one really dropped the gloves last night. Obviously, you guys don't have a big fighter that's necessarily going to step up every single time, but is that a burden that you've talked about where somebody might need to, drop the gloves and go?
You know what? It's just standing up for each other. And for us, fighting, never going to tell an 18-year-old kid he's got to go out and fight. I mean, that's not something that we do as a staff. But it's defending each other and sticking up for each other. If someone disrespects you, you don't have to fight them, but you need to, next time you get a chance to light them up, you gotta finish your hit, and you gotta put them through the glass. And we just haven't got that mentality yet. It's something that we've talked about, but until you get put in that situation, you never really know how guys are going to respond. And yesterday when we had our first opportunity to really respond, we didn't. So tonight's a new night. We're excited about it. It's a great day to play, and we're just fired up to play, but we have to respond. We got to be better tonight.
All right, head coach Josh Howgie, thanks for sitting down with us in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, Jared. Should be a good one.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center, getting ready for a big game tonight between the Omaha Lancers and the Tri-City Storm. It's time to present the lineups by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Looking at the starting lineups here for tonight's game. First, the visiting Omaha Lancers, who came out with an 8-3 victory last night against the Storm. It was a dominating performance for Omaha. They will start their top line of Jake Randolph, Kyle Osterberg, and Connor Chatham. This line was dominating last night. Chatham had the first goal of the game. Osterberg had plenty of opportunities. I believe Randolph also scored a shorthanded goal late in the game. It was a big line for the Lancers. They've kept all 4 of their lines exactly the same here tonight, as they had a lot of success scoring 8 goals, albeit 2 of them were empty net goals. On defense, the starting at left defense is Matthias Cleland. Tucker Poolman will be at the right defense. Both of those guys seen a lot of ice time last night. In goal, Number 35, Cole Bruns gets his first start of the season. Alex Lyon has started all of the Omaha games to this point. He'll take a seat after a big win last night, and it'll be Cole Bruns, the Prairie Grove, Illinois native, 5'11", 185, 1994 birth year. Will be interesting to see how he performs tonight in his first USHL game of the season. Now looking at the Tri-City Storm lineup for the Storm. They've got their first line starting as well. At left wing, number 8, Trevor Moore scored a goal last night, and he is tied for the team lead with 3 goals with Ryan Ward, his center, number 24 from Haverhill, Massachusetts. Ward will be starting as well on that top line with the right wing here tonight, Joel Lesperance. Lesperance gets a bump in the lineup. He's moved up to the top line in a Tri-City lineup that looks a lot different from last night after the big loss. Linus moves up to the second line, playing with Tim Bonner in the middle and Garrett Gomez on the right side. Tim Lappin will be the left wing on the third line with Jason Cotton as his center, and Michael Vecchione, who scored his second goal of the night last night. Ryan McMurphy and Kyle Eastman will be fourth liners tonight, and they will rotate the centers through that fourth line. Peter Halish is a healthy scratch tonight for the Storm, and they have dressed 7 defensemen. 7 defensemen include Nolan Glukowski, Garrett Cecier, Eli May getting a start after a few games that he missed with a concussion, Johnny Rabosky, and Cutler Martin. The 2 starting defenders tonight at the left defense, number 12, Dylan Maller, and on the right defense, number 2, Josh McArdle for the Storm. In net will be Johan Mattsson. Mattsson will be making his 4th start of the season. He's done well so far this season for the Storm. He's a draft pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, played last year with the Sudbury Wolves of the OHL. That's your Burger King starting lineups here tonight. We'll now get set for the New West Keys to Victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska in Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us. 3 keys we got here for the game tonight. Number 1, got to be getting a good start here. After a rough 8-3 loss last night, it's very important for Tri-City to get off to that fast start and dominate this game early, get a lot of puck possession, move the puck into Omaha's zone. Number 2, solid and smart defensive play. Storm need to be smart on defense. They had a couple bad turnovers in their own zone. Got to help Johan Mattsson out in net. Number 3, can't give Omaha anything easy. Got to make them fight for what they get here tonight. Last night, a couple easy goals. Tri-City's got to work hard and fight. Now we're going to take a quick break as we get to the national anthem here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. 2 amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Tri-City Storm Hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck draw. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
All right, the puck has been dropped here at the Viero Event Center. We're underway, the Tri-City Storm and the Omaha Lancers here at the Viero Event Center. Some of the lights have not come all the way on after the national anthem. I think they're working on that, but the lights are on. Quick shot right as they enter the zone here for Omaha. Mattson makes the save on the rebound. The puck skirts back into neutral ice. Omaha with the puck now and moving through neutral ice down to the Tri-City zone, getting hit off the play there, and Bonner picks it up, gets it over to Maller. Maller moves it up to Gomez. Gomez dumps in deep out of his net to play it. Is the Omaha Lancers goaltender Cole Bruns. First game in the USHL here tonight. Now moving out into the Tri-City zone. Frigo, cross-ice pass, gets taken away by Tri-City. Roboski's got it on his stick, able to break it off the near boards out to neutral ice. Omaha neutral ice, Melanson dumped it in. Kettler-Martin was there, over to Cecere. Cecere to Jason Cotton. Cotton to Gomez in neutral ice. Melanson able to pick up a loose puck there. And Omaha will start the other way with possession. To the red line, they dump it in all the way. Didn't get to the red line. Icing is called on Omaha. We get the stoppage. 18:48 remaining in the first period. Here at the Viero Event Center, Omaha and Tri-City just underway here tonight. Referees in this game, Steve Renault, Ryan Mattson, and Tanner Nua. Faceoff will be to the left of Cole Bruns. Jason Cotton will take the draw for Tri-City. Storm trying to get off to a good start here tonight. Cotton will face off against Drew Melanson, Paramus, New Jersey native, headed to RPI next season. Face off, one back by Tri-City. Quick shot from Vecchione. Just missed the net, went wide off the backboards. Down low now, it's picked up by Osteel. Osteel takes a hit. Omaha moves out of the zone. They're in neutral ice now, and they dump the puck all the way into Tri-City zone, make a change. Cecere moves it around to the near side boards for Tim Lappin in the third line is on here with Lappin. Gillespie has it. Gillespie cross-ice pass. Quick shot gets deflected into the netting. Stoppage of play. Shot came from the stick of Vince Pedri. 18-18 remaining in the first period of play. We're still scoreless here at the Viero Event Center. First goal of last night's game for Omaha came just over 3 minutes in. So it was early and often that Omaha was scoring last night. An 8-3 victory for the Lancers. Faceoff to the right of Mattson. Won by the Storm right in on Mattson. He had to make a save, and then he kept it behind. Storm clear the length of the ice. Icing waved off as Pedri's got it on his stick on the far side wall in the zone. Moore gloved it down, and he couldn't keep it in. Now Omaha moving the other way. They put it down to the Tri-City zone. Maller had it. Left it for McArdle. McArdle with some room. Outlet pass to Moore. He finds Ward. Ward puts it in neutral ice. Pumped back in by Omaha. Icing waved off. Goes all the way down. Maller picks it up. Outlet pass to L'Esperance. L'Esperance couldn't get out of the zone. Dumped it off the near side wall. Back to Maller. Maller off the backboards. Going to pass over to McArdle. McArdle starts out for Moore. Moore gets it in neutral ice. Leaves it for Ward. Ward back to Moore. Couldn't get it on his stick. Loose puck in the Omaha zone. Gets cleared back in neutral ice. Cutler-Martin dumps it in deep. Out of his net to play it is Bruns. Bruns leaves it there for Cleland. Cleland starting the other way along. Cross-ice pass intended for Gage Huff. Cutler-Martin got a stick on it. Now he's got it in the Storm zone. Martin over to Roboski. Roboski on the far side. Moving it up to Bonner. Bonner off the boards for Lidas. Lidas takes a hit. Moves it up to Gomez. Gets intercepted. And now Lidas doubled over in pain. Skating over to the Tri-City bench. He took a hit on his shoulder there. And he's definitely trying to shake that off as he gets to the bench under his own power. Near side boards now in the Omaha zone. Puck is taken away here by the Lancers, and Hines had it, but it's taken right back by Lappin in neutral ice. Lappin with a nice steal. He dumps it in deep into the far side corner now down low. It's Nicholas Foline. Foline makes the play over to Jake Randolph. Randolph, nice outlet to Chatham. Chatham in neutral ice. In onside of the Tri-City zone. Nice defense by Tri-City and Eli May. Mattson saves the first shot. Second shot went wide on the rebound. But a good job by Eli May. That first shot was from a bad angle. Johan Mattson able to see it and make that save. In neutral ice now it's Josh McArdle for the Storm. McArdle looking to get to the red line. He does. Dumps it in deep. Out of his net comes Bruns to play it. Move around to McMurphy. McMurphy on the far side corner. But the puck goes to Randolph. Bonner comes in for a hit. He missed him. Here comes Omaha. Now through neutral ice into the Tri-City zone. Maller able to pick up a loose puck. Swings it around for Vecchione behind the net. Vecchione off the near side wall. In front of McMurphy out to neutral ice. Poked back in by Omaha. And that was booked up. Now Tri-City with the puck. It's McMurphy moving in on side. Down low. On the near side wall, Eastman picks it up. Eastman towards the net. Saved by Bruns. Rebound. He couldn't cover it up. Kept loose in the Omaha zone. Urbosky keeps it in. Towards the net. Chance in front for Bonner on the backhand. Couldn't get a shot off. Chance now for Moore. And the shot was saved. Moore in the slot. Put a good shot on. And it was Bruns that was out of position. But I don't know if the shot ever got all the way through. Nice look. Now it's cleared the length of the ice. It'll be icing on the Lancers. Lukowski wins the race to the puck. Good shift for the Storm. They had a couple chances. Omaha cannot change players. 5:21 left in the first period at the Viero Event Center. Storm and Lancers are scoreless. Faceoff is going to be to the right of Bruns as Brian Ward takes it for the Storm. First line out, Ward, Moore, and L'Esperance here for the Storm tonight. Faceoff won by Omaha. Skips over Eli May's stick at the left point and goes out of the zone. Now Trevor Moore. Moore in onside. Try to leave it for L'Esperance. Taken away. Get it to the red line. Can't get it farther. Cecere dumps it back in. Omaha hasn't been able to change since that icing. Now they're able to dump it in the Tri-City zone. Get a few players off. May played it up for Ward. It went off of his stick to Bukta. Now a neutral ice. Taken back by the Storm and Ward. Ward off of Moore's skate onside as the puck plays in deep. L'Esperance was down there. Bukta picks it up. Bukta gets hit hard by Trevor Moore. Nice hit by Moore to the center. Maller with some room. Gets a hold of it. Shot blocked out of the zone off the pad of Alex Router of Omaha. Now Maller in his own zone to McCardle. McCardle a little trouble with it. Decided to take it behind the net. With some speed moving out of the zone. McCardle to neutralize McMurphy. McMurphy got by a man. Bonner in on just offside. McMurphy and Gomez were just a little bit ahead of the play there as Bonner was rushing up the ice. 14:22 remaining in the first period of play. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm and Lancers are scoreless. Faceoff just outside of the Omaha zone. Bonner will take it for the Storm against Tyler Moy. Moy wins the draw, and Omaha has possession in their own zone. Off the near side wall, kept in by Cutler Martin. Nice play at the left point. Now pushed back out into neutral ice. Gomez is there for the Storm. Sees some forecheck pressure. Gives it over to Hrabowski. Hrabowski can't clear the zone. It's kept in by Omaha. The dump in deep was blocked, however, out of the zone by Tri-City. Now they played all the way down. Mattson out of the net to calm it down for Cutler Martin. Martin off the backboards to Hrabowski. Hrabowski, nice play up to Gomez. Now Bonner. Gomez. Now McMurphy gets stopped at the line. Gomez picks it up. And delayed offside, Storm had to tag up. Omaha picks up the puck. Cleland leaves it for Osteel. Back to Cleland, moving up the ice to Moy. Moy in neutral zone, dumps it all the way down. It's going to be an ice on Moy as he was clearly behind the red line. It is called. 13:35 remaining in the first period. Shots on goal and even two apiece here. Much calmer start to the beginning of this game as we're scoreless. Just about 6.5 minutes in. Faceoff will be to the left of Cole Bruns as the Storm trying to get off to a good start here after an 8-3 loss last night, coming into this game with a 1-4-1 record. Quick shot off the draw from Lappin. Glove save made by Bruns. Nice job by Cole Bruns there off the draw, and we'll get our first media timeout of the night here after the faceoff. Storm, once again, 0-0 here with the Lancers, and new feature we've been trying out here is the Best Western first goal of the night prediction. Sponsored by the Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. You can tweet us at Tri-City Storm with who you think will score the first goal for Tri-City here tonight. Try to predict this scorer right. So far, nobody's done it yet. Third time we're trying it out. You can tweet at Tri-City Storm. Who do you think will score the first goal here tonight for the Storm against the Lancers? Last night, it was an unlikely candidate. Johnny Hrabowski scored the first goal last night. It was his first goal in his 61st USHL game for Hrabowski. Comes from on a pass from Jason Cotton. Congratulations to Hrabowski. He had 10 assists last season. in 56 games, but it took him 61 to get his first USHL goal. And now the faceoff in the Omaha zone, one forward by the Lancers, goes off a Glukowski skate. Vecchione able to keep it in. Dumps it in deep off the backboards. Foley turns it over to Cotton. Cotton now up top for Glukowski at the right point. Takes on a shot. Finds some room. Shot. Down low. It was blocked by Omaha. Nice job by the Lancers collapsing in front of their goal. They dump it the length of the ice. Icing is waved off. Sasir picks it up in his own zone. Fanned on a pass. Now still has it. Cross-ice pass for Vecchione in neutral ice. Vecchione on a bouncing puck. Couldn't get control of it. Does get in onside. Still fighting for it on the near side wall now. Foline had it. Bounced off to Huff. And now back down to Omaha. They get it in neutral ice. Dumped in by Dom Sacco, the Brooklyn, New York native. Tim Lappin had it go off his stick. Couldn't clear the zone. Kept in by Osterberg. Osterberg down the near side corner now. Maller fighting against him. McArdle's there. Osterberg wins the battle. Osterberg on the near side wall now. Gets hit hard by Maller. Keeps the puck. Chatham had it. Bouncing puck now in the near side corner. Maller's there. McArdle's there. Both fighting their men. Very physical here. Trying to break that puck free. Osterberg skates back to the bench. Looks like a possible injury. He's doubled over in pain. Still fighting on the near side corner as McArdle takes down Randolph. No call coming. Kept in by Omaha at the left point. Shot goes wide there from the left point. Buchta keeps it in on the right point. Down low to Randolph. Randolph moved it to Melanson. Melanson fighting for the near side corner. Randolph's got it. Cross-ice pass. Kept in at the line there by Pedri. Pedri over to Buchta. Buchta down low behind the net now to Randolph. Randolph on the near side corner gets hit hard by Ward. Frees the puck up to Lappin. Lappin pass ahead of Eastman. He couldn't catch up to it. Goes back into the Omaha zone. Storm able to make a change. Long pass comes in on Mattson. He's able to stick it down and hand it off to Cutler Martin. Martin with the cross-ice pass to Roboski in the Storm zone. Off the wall to Gomez in neutral ice. Back on the stick of Frigo for Omaha. He dumps it back in. Cutler Martin, first man there. Able to make the move. Get some ice room there and give it over to McMurphy. McMurphy off his skate to Bonner. And they're in onside. Gomez had some room. Couldn't get a shot off to Sasir at the left point. Sasir down low. Bonner's got it in the near side corner. McMurphy with some room now. Trying to cycle back to Bonner. Bonner finds Gomez. Now Sasir at the left point. Cross-ice pass to Cutler Martin on the right point. Martin push it back into the corner. Bonner trying to win a battle on the backboards now. Gomez comes in. It's on the far side wall, and Omaha's got it. Melanson cross-ice pass over to Router. Router in onside on the right-hand side of the Storm zone. Frigo with a wrist shot. Nice save by Mattson with the blocker. Pushes it into the corner. Picked up by Router. Down low, Eli May is able to pick it up behind the Storm net. Still scoreless here from the Viero Event Center. Storm and Lancers, 10:40 left in the first period. McMurphy dumps it into Omaha's zone. Picked up by Foline. Foline on a rush. Dumps it in to the Tri-City zone. Eli May is back there. Plays it around the near side wall for Lappin. Lappin, nice pass to Cotton. Cotton, blind pass to Vecchione. Went behind him. Vecchione had a retreat, but he's able to dump it into the Omaha zone. Cotton tried to fight with Gillespie for the puck. Gillespie able to move it back in Tri-City zone where McArdle had it there. McArdle put it back in a neutral ice. Cotton picks it up. McArdle now over to Osteel in the Omaha zone as the Storm change off a few players. Foline's got it on the near side wall. Dumps it all the way in onside. Lichtenwald got it with his stick over to McArdle who played it. Now behind the net, Maller's got it. Maller on the near side wall to Lappin. Lappin couldn't do much with it. It was a bouncing puck. Rolls back onto the stick of Maller. He calms it down behind the net. Maller leaves it for Ward. Ward looking for some room. Now Lappin skates out of the zone. Lappin in the near side wall. Moves into the Omaha zone. In the near side corner. Gets hit. Taken away by Pedri. Pedri now on the outlet pass. Nice job for Sacco. Sacco's pass was blocked. Taken away by Brian Ward. Right back onto the stick of Omaha, however. And Huff dumps it in deep to the far side corner. Roboski's there to get it for the Storm. 9:27 remaining in the first period with a scoreless game. Trevor Moore has it on the far side wall. Outlet pass to Roboski. Roboski, nice pass to Ward. Storm enter with some momentum. Ward, wrist shot just goes high. Nice wrist shot by Ward, but he missed the net high. Rebound, Karams all the way out of the zone. Glukowski's got it now in Tri-City zone. Roboski, cross-ice pass. Moore is able to play it there. Moore, racing a neutral ice, comes in onside. Left it for Ward. Now to Bonner, he gets hit. Couldn't get a shot off. And it gets pushed back to neutral ice. Eli May calms it down there. May over to Sasir. Sasir leaves it for L'Esperance. L'Esperance in onside to Bonner. Bonner at the top of the right circle. Shot was deflected wide and goes into the near side corner. Now on the wall on the near side. May keeps it in. Shot gets deflected wide. Down low. Picked up by Omaha. And here they come into the storm zone. It's Hines. Tyler Hines down low off the banks of one off the net. Leaves it there for Randolph. Chance in front. Chatham shot blocked. Rebound shot. Another block by Merck Murphy. He's able to clear the zone. Icing will be waved off. It didn't reach far enough. Storm could change a few players. 8:20 remaining in the first period of a scoreless game here at the Viero Event Center. Thanks for listening on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Back into neutral ice, Cutler Martin has it. Martin to McMurphy in neutral ice. He's able to get it all the way down, and he was past the red line, so icing waved off. Osteel has it now behind his own zone. Osteel behind the net. Long pass, didn't reach his intended target, goes all the way down. Icing will be called on Omaha. 7:56 remaining in the first period of play here at the Viero Event Center. The Omaha Lancers and Tri-City Storm are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Thanks for tuning in. A nice period and flow of play here in this game. Not as many shots on net, not as many chances, but not as many stoppages either. Storm won the draw, but it's taken away by Chatham. Here comes with a 2-on-1. Chatham, wrist shot. Matson with a big save. Rebound is loose as Omaha still has it. Another shot deflected in on Matson. He's able to get the glove on top. 7:42 remaining in the first period. Best chance of the game so far, but we're still scoreless. Connor Chatham on a 2-on-1. Had a wrist shot top right corner. That's where it was labeled for. But Matson was there with the glove, and he made a big save on Chatham. Nice job right there. Cut off the angle and got to it. Router off the draw. Quick shot. Another rebound from Melanson. Another shot goes wide of the net. Matson was a little over-anticipating that one, and it went wide. Now a centering pass blocked down by the Storm. Melanson's got it on his stick. Puts one behind the net. Melanson in the near side corner. The Lancers are threatening here as Cecere gets to it, try to get it to Eastman, but what couldn't there get there in time? Pedri pinched in to keep it in. Down low to Melanson on the backboards. Melanson ahead of Cecere, try to pass for a one-timer for Bukta, but it went out of the zone. Pedri now in his own zone for Omaha, in a neutral ice. Taken away by the Storm. Bonner's fighting for it. Bonner with some steam. Moves it onside. Oh, he had a cross-ice pass for Eastman, but Eastman couldn't connect on a one-time opportunity. Pushed all the way down on the race for icing. Is won by Melanson. Omaha negates it. Melanson trying to centering pass to flex off a Storm player down low. Melanson gets it back from Router. Shot goes wide. It was deflected there from the point. Another chance in front. Went off of Matson's stick and then to the near side wall. And Trevor Moore from his own zone dumped it into his own bench. So the stoppage at 6:38 remaining in the first period. Storm and Omaha Lancers still scoreless in this one. It's been a good battle. Both teams try not to make a mistake here early. A couple good chances for Omaha in the last couple minutes as we hit our second media timeout. Thanks for listening here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at the Viero Event Center here. The Storm with their third consecutive home game. They'll go on the road next week. A week from yesterday, 6 days, the Storm will be in Omaha to open up the Ralston Arena. Right near Omaha. Should be a great night in Ralston. You can tune into the Breeze, or you can make the drive down to Ralston. The tickets are expected to sell out. And we'll talk to the vice president of the Omaha Lancers, Dan Freemuth, during the second intermission here tonight. He'll give us an inside look at that Ralston arena and how that's going to be when the Storm travel to Ralston in under a week. And then the Storm will head to Sioux Falls to play the Sioux Falls Stampede next Saturday. They'll be back here at the Viero Event Center a week from Tuesday on October 30th to face the Lincoln Stars. Third game of the season between those two. It'll be a Tuesday night event here at the Viero Event Center, so get your tickets now. That'll be the next time the Storm will be home. 6:38 remaining in the first period. Scoreless game. Faceoff is to the left of Matson, one back by the Storm, but Moy beats them to the pocket behind the net. Chance in front for Cleland. Shot goes wide. It was deflected. Moy's got it on the backboards. Omaha has dominated play the last couple minutes. Storm trying to get some steam here. Moving out of the zone, kept in at the line. Gillespie couldn't catch up to that one. Goes into the far side corner. Roboski all over him. He gets it back to Moy. Moy behind the net. Gets taken off the puck by Cutler Martin. Over to the near corner now. And McMurphy has it. McMurphy couldn't do much with it. Cutler Martin there. Back to McMurphy. McMurphy gets taken down hard by Gillespie. Chance in front by Lichtenwald. Saved by Matson. Rebound goes to Gomez. Pass to McMurphy. McMurphy to Bonner. Trying to get it in there offside. Lichtenwald picked it up. Delayed offside. Storm able to tag up. Omaha with the puck, 5:50 remaining in the first period of a scoreless game. Moy
in onside, down the left-hand side, off the crossbar with a backhand shot. Matson didn't even see it. It beat him, hit the crossbar, never went in the net. Here comes Cotton on the rebound. Cotton with a wrist shot goes way high. And it's out of play. Don't believe any Omaha player touched that one as it went out of play. 5:36 remaining in the first period. Another big chance for Omaha. Moy off the crossbar. Matson didn't even get a good look at it. And it beat him clean, but off the bar. Scoreless game here. 5:36 remaining in the first period. It's the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here as the Omaha Lancers win the draw. Huff has it in his own zone on the near side wall. Huff loses it to Cotton. Cotton gets a hold of it, and now he has it in neutral ice. Leaves it for Tim Lappin. Lappin back to Cotton. He's got some space. Slap shot. Saved by Bruns. Rebound. Goes into the near side wall. We got a stoppage. And we have a penalty upcoming. Looks to be a penalty on the Storm. Mike Vecchione is skating over to the box. Possible cross-checking penalty on the near side wall. Vecchione not happy with the call. And the Storm will have a penalty to kill here. Checking from behind is the call to Vecchione. There was a few checking from behind calls last night in a game which the Storm were not happy with the way they was officiated. As Omaha wins the draw, they're now on the power play here. 5 minutes remaining in the first period. It's a scoreless game. Omaha, 3 power play goals last night. 3-for-7 with a man advantage. Cleveland with a shot from the point. Matson makes the save. And he holds on with 4:53 remaining in the first period. 1:42 remaining in the Mike Vecchione penalty for checking from behind. Here in the Storm, make sure that there's no second chance opportunities in front of their goaltender. They're clearing all the Lancers out of the way. Omaha not happy with it, as there was some talk after the play. 4:53 remaining in the first period. 1:42 left in the power play. Face off to the left of Matson. Storm on the penalty kill after a Vecchione checking from behind. McArdle gets to the puck off the draw, swings it around the far side wall, but not out of the zone. Kept in by Omaha. Chatham's got it at the top of the left circle to Cleland on the right point. Cleland, long cross ice pass back down low to Osterberg, and he's got it holding at the top of the left circle. Osterberg back up top to the point. Shot, deflection, and a score. Looks like Connor Chatham had the deflection in front. The shot came originally from Osterberg after he had the puck for quite some time. And Omaha makes Tri-City pay once again on the power play after 3 power play goals last night. Chatham gets a stick on that one, and it goes home. Chatham gets the goal, assist to Osterberg. Second assist, you might want to check on a second assist there for Cleland, as he had the puck as well. And the Storm trail 1-0 off the faceoff. Omaha's got it in their own zone. Gillespie has it. Gillespie cross-ice pass now to Pedri. Pedri in onside, quick shot. Matson makes the save. Rebound poked away by Rabosky into the near side corner. Cotton with it. Cotton over to Trevor Moore on the near side wall. Pokes it out to Glukowski. Glukowski couldn't connect with a pass to L'Espérance. In onside, L'Espérance picks it up. Long wrist shot goes way high into the netting. L'Espérance misses everything on that one. 3:58 remaining in the first period. Omaha strikes first here tonight again. The goal for Connor Chatham. Had the first goal of last night's game as well. And he makes it 1-0 Omaha. Faceoff is just outside the Lancer zone. Storm able to win it. Goes back to Cecier. Puck is dumped into the corner in the Omaha zone. Played down there by Bruns. Omaha moving out of the zone now. It's Frigo. Frigo cross-ice pass to Melanson. Melanson through neutral ice gets stopped at the line. Storm have it now on the stick of Eli May. May behind his own net. Waiting now. 3:35 remaining in the first period. Storm trying to get an equalizer here. They trail 1-0 after a Connor Chatham power play goal. McMurphy neutral ice took a hit. Fell down. Lost the puck. Cecier had it. Put it back in neutral ice. Now it's dumped in deep to the Storm zone. Picked up by May. Eli May in the first game back after missing a few with a concussion. Dumps it into the Omaha zone and goes off for a line change. Omaha puts it right back into Tri-City zone behind the net. Cecere leaves it for McArdle. McArdle moving out of his zone to Ward. Ward takes a hit. Kept moving with the puck. He's got it on his stick near the red line. He stopped. And now Omaha has it on the stick. It's Huff. Cross-ice pass over to Buchta. Buchta. Pass to Sacco. Gets taken away at the blue line by Moore. Back to Maller. Maller. 2:45 remaining in the period. Up to Moore. Moore with some speed. Down the right side. Moves past the defender. Quick shot. Rebound in front. And there's a penalty upcoming to Omaha. Another chance in front. Still has yet to be touched up. Chance from Eastman to Moore. Pad save. Rebound still loose. And they blow the whistle. Trevor Moore had a few chances there, and he drew a penalty in the process. Nice pass from Eastman to Moore. Right pad save for Bruns. Kept it out of the net. Storm will go on the Century 21 power play. Penalty goes to Osteel. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Storm on the power play for the first time tonight. Omaha is 1-for-1 already on their power play, as that's the first goal of the game. It's 1-0 Omaha. Storm win the draw in the Omaha zone. Cecere to Glukowski at the right point. Back to Cecere at the left. Now Glukowski holds to Moore at the right circle. Moore back to Glukowski. Glukowski at the right point to Cecere at the center. Over to Vecchione at the top of the left circle. Vecchione with some pressure to L'Esperance. Shot goes wide of the net. Picked back up there by Omaha, and they're able to air it out all the way down. Tri-City with some good possession there, but not any chances, as the puck was with Glukowski and Cecere at the top of the zone for most of that possession. Glukowski now starting the other way. Pass to Cecere. Cecere tries to dump it in deep. It's knocked down with Cleland's stick. Nice play by Cleland. He dumps the length of the ice. Matson out of his net. Banks it off the backboards to Cecere. Cecere finds Glukowski. 1:10 remaining in the Storm. Man advantage. 1:35 left in the period. A little sloppy here. Neutralized. Cecere's got it. Cecere circles back to his own blue line. Cross ice pass to Vecchione. In onside. Nice pass left for L'Esperance. So Cotton. Cotton tried to get it to Moore. It was a soft pass. Moore able to get it back on his stick. And now to Vecchione. To Cotton at the right point. McArdle at the left point. Back to Cotton. Cotton with a shot gets blocked out of the zone. 43 seconds left in the power play. Cotton in neutral ice. Leaves it over for McArdle. McArdle at the red line. Dumps it in deep. All the way around to the backboards. Out of his net comes Bruns. Bruns to the far side corner. Gomez fighting there with two Lancers. Trying to get the possession. Under a minute left in the first period of play. Storm on the power play. 22 seconds left in the man advantage. Into the far side corner. Picked up by Moy, and he clears it the length of the ice. Matson sticks it down. 15 seconds left in the man advantage. 40 seconds left in the first period. Cotton behind his own net with some time. Plays it over to McArdle. McArdle on the far side wall. In onside of Bonner. Bonner lost it off his stick. Dumped back out by Omaha, and we're at even strength. Cotton off the near side wall in front of his own bench, taken away by Buchta. Buchta dumps it deep. 20 seconds left in the first period. McArdle with it behind his own net. McArdle moves out in front into the slot area. Now up top for McMurphy. McMurphy overskates it there. Gets taken off the puck. It's dumped all the way deep by Omaha. It's going to be an icing. 6 seconds remaining in the first period. Omaha is called for icing. They lead 1-0 on top of the Tri-City Storm. Shots on goal right now. The Lancers leading 11-7 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Thanks for tuning in. 6 seconds remaining in the first. Tim Lappin on the draw now. Chance for the Storm really quickly, but they lost the draw to Router, and that'll do it for the first period. Omaha with a power play goal from Connor Chatham. As the period ends, bunch of players scrumming in the near side corner there in the Omaha zone. Doesn't seem like anything of note. As the period comes to an end, once again, Omaha with the 1-0 lead. First goal of the night scored by Connor Chatham on the power play. Storm into the locker room to talk this one over. We'll be back in just a few moments with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. I'll have special guest Storm defenseman Ryan Ivey, who will be with us when we come back. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only a dollar for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
One, two, three, four!
The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Nothing deficit after 20 minutes. They're being outshot 11-7 by the Omaha Lancers. The Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Now it's time to get to the Sadler Implement Period Recap, and we got a special guest here. Joining us to recap the first period is Storm defenseman Ryan Ivey. And Ryan, I know you've been injured here. How hard is it when you're watching your team, especially in a game last night, a little bit lopsided? How much do you want to be out there?
I want to be out there more than anything, Jared. The only thing really is, like being injured. First, I hurt my shoulder early in the season. I came back, played a couple games, and then hurt my midsection pretty bad. So it's just unlucky. I just want to get back out there as soon as possible, help the team win.
Is this one of those classified as an upper body injury?
I guess. I mean, mid-body? I don't know. I've never really had a kind of injury like this before. So,
well, obviously last night was frustrating for the team, coaching staff, everyone. What was the goals here tonight? Is it just trying to get back to basics here?
We haven't really been following our systems too well. So tonight we're trying to run a grind game, just get the puck deep and go to work on their D. Instead, last night we tried to make pretty plays and obviously didn't work very well. So coaches got honest this morning about it. We tried to have fun this morning and just try to get our heads in it for tonight and get a win. We need it.
Give us an idea here, being in the USHL, going to school here in Kearney. What's it like being a player in the USHL?
Like, honestly, there's nothing like it. The fans are great. The town supports you like none other, like more than you can believe. And it's just fun playing out here in front of all these fans every night, getting a win. So, and at school, school is good. Teachers give you a lot of respect. They give you a little leeway since we're grinding all the time. So, it's always good. You know, all the guys really like it here. I love coming to the rink every day.
Now, on Friday night, obviously, you will not be back, so you're not
not ready, but Friday night next week's a big night. Omaha opening up at New Arena, third consecutive time.
It has its
guys are playing them. And it's obviously going to be a big night here on next Friday. What are you expecting from that new barn in Omaha?
Well, I mean, it's going to be crazy. Hopefully we could just show them up in their new barn and just take the life out of them early and just hopefully get the win, because early in the season is when you need the wins the most, because you don't want to get in a hole early.
But I guess really the key here, first got to take one game at a time, 1-0 deficit after one period. What do you think Coach is saying to the guys in the locker room?
Well, you know, we're playing fine. That was kind of a really weak call on Vecchione there. I mean, he completely let up on the guy. The guy didn't fall whatsoever. It was just a weird call, in my opinion. And so, you know, we're playing fine. That was
the longest one
they had. But, I mean, I think the coaches in there are probably saying, you know, just keep going hard, put the puck deep, get some more shots on net, and you guys will be fine, because we're playing good right now.
Fair enough. That's Ryan Ivey. You heard it here first in the Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Ryan, thanks for joining us here. Any final thoughts as we head to the second period?
Let's just get a win here tonight. That's pretty much it. That's all we need.
Sounds good to me. After last night, that would be the recipe for the cure, is to get a win here tonight. Storm trailing Omaha 1-0 after the first period. We'll be back in just a few moments with the rest of the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report and a check of the Midway out-of-town scoreboard in the USHL. We'll be right back on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Carney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only $1 for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. After one period of play, the Storm trail the Omaha Lancers 1-0, the one goal that we have so far in this game from Connor Chatham of the Omaha Lancers. Chatham scored the first goal of last night's game as well, and he's got him ahead 1-0 after 20 here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Now we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Midway Auto Group, think hassle-free, think Midway, think Midway.com. As we look here, the final, an early game, Sioux Falls defeats Youngstown. Youngstown continues to spiral downward. They had such a positive start to their season, and they are now taking a tough losing streak. They take a loss to the Stampede, 4-0 tonight in Sioux Falls. Indiana in the second intermission has a 3-2 lead on top of Cedar Rapids. That was a good game last night. Cedar Rapids came away with a win after a late Indiana comeback.
Muskegon has a 1-0 lead over the Chicago Steel in the first intermission. They're in Chicago there. Des Moines leads Sioux City 1-0 in Sioux City. First intermission there. Dubuque on top of Green Bay 1-0 after the first intermission. Those teams have played once before already this season. Dubuque has been by far probably the best team in the USHL, undefeated, along with Waterloo this year. Waterloo has one loss, but Dubuque, Waterloo, top two teams right now in the East and West. As the other game is Fargo and the Lincoln Stars, tied 1-1 at the first intermission. And, of course, our game, after one period of play, Omaha with a 1-0 lead on top of Tri-City official shots on goal. Omaha credited with 11. Storm credited with 7 on the power play. Omaha was 1-for-1, the only penalty to Tri-City, to Michael Vecchione for checking from behind, and the one penalty to Omaha, Ben Osteel for hooking at 17:32. Tri-City did not convert on that power play. They're 0-for-1. The one goal, Connor Chatham on the power play from Kyle Osterberg at 15:30. We'll take another break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, and we'll be back for the second period of play from the Viero Event Center in just a minute. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only a dollar for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Storm trail the Omaha Lancers 1-0 as we get set to go in the second period of play. Still 40 minutes left in this game. A lot of time remaining for the Storm, but discouraging start. The first goal for Omaha goes to Connor Chatham on the power play from Kyle Osterberg. 15:30 of the first period. Once again, shots on goal in that period. Omaha 11, Tri-City 7. And you can still get your chance here to put in your prediction for the Best Western Plus. Prediction, the first goal of the game for Tri-City. If you haven't gotten your prediction in yet, you can still get it in. It's early, but you can get in your prediction. Who you think will score the first goal for the Tri-City Storm? You can tweet it at us. Twitter, at Tri-City Storm is our handle. If you think you know who will score the first goal, coming up in the first media timeout, we'll have the Valentino's Italian Buffet trivia question of the game. It should be a good one here, as you can also later on tweet your answer to that one at Tri-City Storm. Teams have switched sides here as we get ready to go in the second period of play. Tri-City is going from left to right on your radio dial. Omaha will go from right to left. Omaha wearing their black jerseys tonight with white lettering and orange trim. Last night there was their new third jersey that they unveiled, which were burnt orange. A little bit different. Tri-City going with their white jerseys here tonight. The purple lettering and numbering on the back and purple trim on the sides. As they get ready to go, Tri-City's got their first line here out to start. Ward, Lesperance, and Trevor Moore trailing 1-0 to the Omaha Lancers. Jared Schaffran with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Ready for the faceoff. Here, Ward. Ready against Osterberg. 20 minutes on the board. Storm down 1-0. Puck is dropped, and the Storm win it forward. Here, Moore tries to break through a few defenders. Couldn't do it. Chatham now to Osterberg. And now Tri-City picks the puck in their own zone. Ward on the far side wall. Try to pass to Moore. Taken away by Chatham. Chatham swings it around the boards to the near side wall. Randolph fell down, and the Storm kept it in for a second. But now it's poked out to neutral ice. Osterberg's got some room. He's in outside on the right-hand side. Shot was deflected into the netting. And stoppage at 19:33. Left in the first period, Omaha with a 1-0 lead on top of Tri-City. One goal is Connor Chathams. Faceoff is to the left of Johan Mattsson. And it's won by Omaha, but out of the zone all the way down the ice. On to goaltender Cole Bruns. Bruns leaves it off for Osteel. He gets taken down. No call coming. Tri-City keeps it in the zone with Hrabowski. Chance and a deflection, and Gomez deflected it over the net. Nice job. Now the puck pops in front. Bonner backhands it behind the net. Gomez has got it in the far side corner. Gomez fighting there with a few Lancers as Bonner comes in. Battle is won by Pedri of Omaha. Cleared around, but not out as Lukowski keeps it in on the right point. Dumps it in deep. Osteel's got it. Right back on the stick of Gomez. Gomez fighting on the far side wall. Trying to cycle the puck. McMurphy's there. An Omaha player loses his stick. McMurphy comes away with some room. McMurphy towards the net. Shot was fanned on. Didn't get good wood there, and it's cleared out of the zone and neutralized. Lukowski at the red line dumps it in deep. All the way around the boards and out of the zone without anybody touching it. Now Hines fanned on a pass. Loose and neutralized. Storm pick it up. It's Cotton. Cotton in onside.
Long wrist shot right into the chest there of Bruns. He holds on. First stoppage of play, 18-28 remaining in the second period. The Storm trail the Omaha Lancers 1-0 here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Cotton's there for the draw. The face-off is to the left of Bruns. Cotton's there against Tyler Moy. Puck is dropped. Win by the Storm. Vecchione's shot was blocked. Lappin's got it. Keeps it in on the far side corner. Vecchione tried to pass back to Lappin. Intercepted. Vecchione gets it back on a stick. Leaves for Cotton. Cotton on the far side wall. Cross-ice pass gets deflected. Cotton keeps it in off the boards. But now it's batted back out by Omaha. In neutral ice now is Gillespie, who had 2 goals last night. In, and the shot gets deflected out of play behind Johan Mattsson. 18-03 remaining in the second period. Storm trailing the Lancers 1-0 here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Thanks for joining us here tonight as the Tri-City Storm look to get their second win of the season after a loss to the Lancers last night. Face off in the Tri-City zone, won by the Storm. Maller clears it around, and nice job by Moore gets it out of the zone. Eastman puts a hit on Hines in neutral ice, as now McArdle's got it. Neutral ice to Eastman. Eastman gets hit. Ward in onside. Ward leaves for Trevor Moore. Wrist shot just goes wide. And high of the net on the top right corner was where he was aiming. Kept in at the right point by Roboski. Moore now on the far wall. Leaves it for Roboski. Roboski swings it around the boards to the near side wall. Played there by Sacco for Omaha. Kept in for a second by Ward. He puts a hit on Hines and takes the puck to Trevor Moore. Moore, nice deke move. Spins, takes a hit. Gets the puck to Eastman on the far wall. Eastman tried to cycle back. Nobody was there. Moore's got a hustle. Hits booked up. Eastman on the far side wall. Finds Ward. Ward down low to Moore. Off a skate. Pass was blocked. Backhand shot saved. Rebound goes over to Eastman on the far side wall. Back to Roboski at the left point. Storm with a good shift here early on in the second period. Now it's Ward. Backhand shot. Blocked in front. Rebound Moore. Saved Bruns. Rebound now goes to Trevor Moore. Moore, chance in front, Eastman kicked it, Bruns makes a save, and he holds on. A lot of pushing and shoving in front of the Omaha net, as Bruns made a few good saves, one of the best shifts of the night, one of the best shifts of the weekend for Tri-City. 16:48 remaining in the second period, Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Shots on goal now for Tri-City, they lead 12-11, and just to give you an idea, it was 11-7. At the end of the first, in the first 3-plus minutes here, the Storm with 5 shots on goal. They've had the better of the play in the first couple minutes. Storm win the draw on neutral ice. Sasir gives it over to Bonner. Bonner in onside. Bonner cross-ice pass to Eli May. May dumps it deep. Bonner's off the back wall there for Gomez. Gomez on the near side corner to Bonner. Bonner tries to cycle now. Lost the puck to Poolman. Fighting to get it back now. On the near side wall. Sasir pitches in, keeps it in. McMurphy's battling. Poolman's there. Bonner comes away with it. Gets knocked down. Sasir picks it up. Long wrist shot blocked in front. And it's cleared out by Omaha. Osterberg's got it in neutral ice. Pass to Chatham. The goal scorer here tonight takes a nice hit by Eli May. Good check by May. Takes him down. May had the puck. But on his clear attempt, he drops another guy. And a hand pass whistled on Omaha. Eli May getting physical here. As he drops 2 consecutive Omaha players, faceoff will come outside of the Tri-City zone on the hand pass by Omaha. 16:01 remaining in the second period. Omaha with a 1-0 lead over Tri-City. Cotton against Melanson on the faceoff, and Cotton wins it back to Maller. Maller, who had his Storm Sounds play in the intermission, is a big fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers before the game. You can check that one out online at stormhockey.com. You can also check it on the Facebook page of Storm. Router with a chance. Mattsson makes a save. Rebound in front of the net. Loose in front. Shot gets blocked by Lappin. Here comes Lappin with the puck to neutral ice. Good job by the Storm breaking down in front of their own goal as Mattsson only had to make one save there. Now Melanson back in onside. Melanson drop pass. Chance for Router. Cross ice pass through the crease. Nobody on the other side of it. Vecchione takes a hit, but he moves to neutral ice. Here comes Lappin with a 2-on-1. Cotton trying to join the rush. Lappin, cross-ice pass, shot, big-time save. Roboski put it on net. Cole Bruns with a nice save. Roboski trying to get his second goal in as many nights. as he scored his first ever USHL goal in 61 games last night. Tried to put one home there tonight. And a big-time save by Bruns on the two-on-one. Nice pass by Tim Lappin, too. Got some sauce under it. And the shot, great save as Bruns was bailing out, going low. This is Bruns' first game of the season, as Alex Lyon has played every game so far for the Lancers. Storm off the draw now. It gets pushed back into neutral ice. Kukowski plays it over to Rabosky, who just got robbed. Kept in by Lesperance at the left point. Now, at the wall, Gillespie wins the battle, dumps it all the way down. Icing waved off as it touched a Storm stick. 14:50 remaining in the second period. Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Puck in the Storm zone. Lukowski, cross-ice pass, batted out to center ice. Moore racing for it with Pullman. Pullman wins the battle, but it's kept in there by Tri-City. Now to Lesperance. Chance in front. Lot of room. Rabosky shot. Save. Rabosky, another opportunity. And a nice big save by Bruns. He has been stealing the show here in the last few minutes. He's made a bunch of good saves. Nice job right there by Trevor Moore. Moore able to rush into the ice, win a battle there. And he did a good job there on that battle. So it's time for the Valentino's Grand Buffet trivia question. Here tonight, as sponsored by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet, tweet your answer to @TriCityStorm, and we'll post those correct answers at the end of the second period. We'll also let you know what the correct answer is at the end of the second period. New question here tonight. Now, fans, you know, so far we've been getting limited participation here. We need to see your tweets to @TriCityStorm with the correct answer. And we're just talking about Dylan Maller as he had his storm sounds. And Maller, talking about he likes the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's one of his favorite bands. Where is Dylan Maller's hometown? If you know the answer, tweet it, @TriCityStorm. I'll give you a hint. It's in Florida, if anyone can get the correct answer. Dylan Maller's hometown here as they win the draw, the Storm do back into neutral ice. 14:27 remaining in the second period. Puck was loose in the Tri-City Storm zone. Lesperance had it for a second. May lost it, pushed back out to Ward. Ward leads it for Lesperance. Pass up to Trevor Moore as a bouncing puck. Moore couldn't corral it, but it gets poked in deep into the Omaha zone. Osteel clears it around there on the far side wall. Lesperance makes a hit. Chance in front. Ward to the backhand. Nice save. And it was more of a poke check save there as Ward couldn't get a good shot. Cole Bruns, very active in the Omaha net here. And May picks it up now in the Storm zone. Under 14 left to play in the second period. Eli May with some moves here. Gets around a few players. Now leaves it for Ward. Ward in offside. Lesperance just ahead of the play. And an unfortunate bit of news to pass along here for the Storm is that Heikki Liedes is done for the night. We saw him take a shoulder hit earlier on in the first period. And Liedes is out of the building and seems like it's going to be a big-time injury there. So Liedes is not doing well. He's done for the game. One of the new assistant captains of the Storm is out for the rest of this game. And the Storm, that's something they can't afford right now. Injuries, it's been very tough with Tri-City and injuries. And a couple guys trying to get back. Grant Opperman about 2 to 4 weeks away. And after Opperman, Jared Linnell, Taylor Munson, both of those guys still about a month away at this point. We just heard from Ryan Ivey on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. He's about a month away as he's banged up a bit. And so the Storm, a lot of injuries early on, possibly contributing to their 1-4-1 start here. But Coach Josh Howgie not using it as an excuse, saying everybody gets injured. We just got to use the guys we have on the ice to win some hockey games. And the Storm win the draw on neutral ice. Gomez dumps it in deep. Pullman behind the net takes a hit from Bonner, moves it up to Chatham. Now Omaha breaking out. It's Cleland. Cleland in neutral ice dumps it in right onto Mattson. Mattson had to make a save there with his top of the chest as it's cleared around to McMurphy. McMurphy on the near side wall. Leaves it there for Bonner. Collision behind the play. Bonner got in on side. Puck taken off his stick. McMurphy gets to it in the near side wall. Down low to Gomez. Gomez now in the near side corner. Three Lancers are there. Gomez still battling. Osterberg comes away. Bonner almost had a stick on it. Now it's poked out for Randolph. Randolph with some speed. Moving on the left side of the Storm zone. Gets stopped at the wall. Pass to nobody. Bonner intercepts. And now here comes Lappin. Lappin with some speed on the left side. In on the zone. Chip shot saved by Bruns. Lappin didn't have much of an angle there as he came into the zone. Just tried to throw one in on the net. Never know what can happen. 12:52 remaining in the second period. Storm and Omaha Lancers right now. The Lancers have a 1-0 lead. Faceoff will be to the right of Bruns. Cotton takes it against Melanson. Cotton wins it. Back to May. May down low in the near side corner. Chance in front. Throws it on net. Puck was Reese. Rebound. Rebound. Cotton gets saved. Cotton had a big time shot there on the rebound. Bruns makes another good save. He's been fantastic here in the second period for Omaha tonight. Keeping a 1-0 lead for Omaha. Storm on the breakout. Pass couldn't be connected with Bonner. Goes back on the stick of Omaha. Frito comes in onside. Poked back out to neutralized by the Storm. Now it's Ostia. Cross-ice pass over to Melanson in onside. To Frigo. Wrist shot goes well wide of the net. Rebound caroms out to neutralize. Bukta has it with 12-12 remaining in the second period. Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Dumps it back in. Sasir fighting with Melanson. Gets it to Cotton. Cotton out of the zone. Bukta punches it back in. Sasir now behind his own net. Sasir's holding under 12 minutes remaining in the second period. Cotton moving out of neutral ice. Banks it off the far boards. Trying to get connected up with Eastman. Plays intercepted by Omaha. Now punched back in the Omaha zone. Moore frees it up for Eastman. Eastman, wrist shot goes well high of the net. Trying to go high there. Rebound fought for by Ward. Trevor Moore had a stab at it, but it comes away to Gillespie. And now he makes a nice pass to Moy. Moy moving in onside. Trying to toe drag move. Gets hit hard by Ward. Ward on the back check. Nice job. Puck gets picked up by Eli Lichtenwald. Lichtenwald lost the puck there. Cross ice pass over to Eastman. Eastman moves up to Maller. Maller in onside for Ward. Bah, now it's Ward. Quick shot. Saved by Bruns. Rebound to Gomez. Gomez at the top of the circle. To Hrabowski. Hrabowski's shot. Saved. It's blocked, excuse me, as Jalipsy has it. And he dumps it in. Hrabowski there to play it for the Storm. Tri-City with some chances. Colt Bruns has been fantastic in net as the Storm dump it in deep. Osteel picks it up behind his own net. Tri-City with a change here. And it's picked up right now by fourth liner Gage Huff to Sacco. Sacco in onside on the near side wall. Hit by May. Puck is battled for here on the near side wall. Huff has it. Huff gets hit by May. In the near side corner now. May comes away with it. Eli May goes to Gomez. Gomez off the boards to neutral ice. Bouncing puck. McMurphy gets a hold of it. McMurphy in onside. Into the near side corner. Swung around and picked up by Sacco. Sacco plays it into neutral ice. Gomez intercepts his pass. Goes right back on the stick of Huff. He dumps it in. Cutler Martin plays it into neutral ice. And now it's Cleland. Cleland to Huff. In onside there to Hines. Hines now in the far side corner of the Storm zone. 10 minutes left in the second period. No goals in the second. Omaha with a 1-0 lead. A long pass by the Lancers. Misconnects. Goes all the way down in their own zone. Osteel picks it up. Takes a big hit by Tim Lappin. Now Vecchione puts a hit on his man. But the puck is still cleared around. And Chatham had it in onside of the Storm zone. Punched back out by Cotton. Now at the red line. Picked up by Cotton. Cotton tries to connect with Vecchione. Long pass goes right in on Bruns. Bruns hops on top, stops play with 9:37 remaining in the second period here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Thanks for joining me. Jared Shafford here at the Viero Event Center where the Storm have been battling here tonight. Have a 1-0 deficit to try to overcome. As we see Brian Ward step to the faceoff circle. He'll face Osterberg. Ward tries to win it forward. Bruns gets out of there and chips it with his stick directly into the netting. Storm arguing it should be a penalty, but the referees say it went off the boards and then up into the netting. So the faceoff will stay in the Omaha zone. 9:33 remaining in the second period. Oh, they do. They will call a penalty here for delay of game. Chatham will serve it. And it's a century 21 power play for the Storm. Face off in the Omaha zone. Banked off the boards. Gukowski with a nice keep in at the right point, but now Pullman dumps it the length of the ice. Chatham is in the box.
1:50 remaining in the Storm power play. They're second of the night. They're 0-for-1 here tonight. As they move in onside, Vecchione around the boards. Cecere picks it up at their left point, and his pass is deflected by Lichtenwald down the ice. Storm on the power play come in tonight. 10% is their conversion rate, and the Lancers, the penalty kills at 87.5%. Tri-City looking to get something going here. They're still in their own end as Cecere leaves it off for Glukowski. Cross-ice pass to Cecere. Moves to neutral ice. Try to connect with L'Esperance. And he couldn't. It went all the way down. Pedri picks it up and dumps the length of the ice. Nothing doing for the Storm here on this power play yet. Century 21 power play. And Glukowski picks it up. It's 1:05 remaining in the penalty. 8:35 left in the second period. In onside, Gomez dumps it in deep around the boards. Takes a weird bounce off a stanchion. Storm have it. Cotton, wrist shot, deflected wide of the net. Gomez was in front there. McArdle picks it up in the left point. McArdle, down low to Bonner. Bonner, 45 seconds remaining on the power play to Ward. Ward gets hit by Huff, but he gets the puck to Cotton. Slap shot, down low, deflected wide. McArdle now on the left point. Cotton fakes on a shot. Ward with a slap shot on a one-timer. Saved by Bruns. He deflects it out of play into the netting. 31 seconds remaining in the penalty served by Connor Chatham. 8:03 remaining in the second period of play. Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Storm trying to convert here on this power play as the faceoff will be to the left of Bruns. Cole Bruns has been the star of the second period. He's making all kinds of saves. He's saved all 20 shots on goal thus far. Faceoff is to the left of him. Vecchione wins the draw back for the Storm. Nice job by L'Esperance, able to get it to Glukowski. Glukowski now holds to Cecere. Cecere switches sides with Glukowski to the left. Over to Moore on the right circle. Tried a long cross-ice pass to Vecchione. Gets taken away by Huff, and it's out of the zone. Cecere tried a diving attempt to keep it in. He couldn't. 10 seconds remaining in the power play. Matson makes the play to Cecere. Storm with one last rush here with a man advantage. It's Vecchione in onside on the near side wall. Evades a player. Cleland down low. Chance to Moore. It's poked loose in crease, and it's poked out of the zone. No save had to be made by Bruns. Icing is whistled as we are back to neutral, as we're back to even strength. As 7:24 remains in the second period of play, Omaha with the 1-0 lead. Storm now 0-2 on the Century 21 power play, still looking for their first goal of the night. We're more than halfway through tonight's game. Only goal has been scored by Connor Chatham. Faced off to the left of Bruns in his own zone. Won by the Storm. McArdle's got it on the right point. Dumps it in deep. Around for Cotton. Cotton met it there but couldn't do anything with it as he left it into the far side corner. And it's poked along the boards and out of the zone. Storm punch it back in. He had to tag up. Cleland has it. Long pass over to Router. Router in onside. Wrist shot saved by Matson. Rebound to Frigo. Frigo down low to Hines. He gets hit by McArdle. And now in the near side corner, up top to Osteel. Osteel at the left point. Down low, bouncing puck. Matson with a big save. He sprawled out to his right after moving left in the crease, and he makes the save. Bouncing puck, and it was able to knock it out of the zone. Storm playing forward to neutralize. Now it's poked back into Tri-City zone as Maller plays along for McArdle. McArdle off the near side boards to Eastman. Eastman evades a hit, but loses the puck. Bounces up in the air. Eastman almost touched with a high stick. Now Trevor Moore finds some room. Backhand shot saved by Bruns. Moore tried to go short side there as Bruns made the save with a glove. Icing waved off as the puck goes all the way down. Roboski's got it for Tri-City. 6 minutes left in the second period. Storm in onside. They dump it in deep. Picked up by Pullman on the backboards. Takes a hit from Moore. Now to the far side boards. Osterberg. Osterberg. He's got some speed. In onside on the right side. Down low for Chatham. Chatham. Over to Randolph. Randolph takes a hit from Ward. Nice job, Ward. Takes the puck away. Moves it to L'Esperance. Out of the zone. Pedri. Cross-ice pass and neutral ice. Omaha dumps it back in. Around the boards to the near side wall. Osterberg meets it there. Down low to Chatham. Chatham tried to leave it off. A penalty is going to be whistled on Brian Ward when we get a stoppage here. Chatham. Long cross-ice pass. To the bench goes Bruns. Pullman. Down low. And it's finally touched up by Ward himself. As Tri-City will be shorthanded when we resume play. 5:24 remaining
in the second period of play. We get our second media timeout of the period. Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Ward to the box for cross-checking. Shots on goal now, 21-15. Storm have the lead. Recap here for you of the game. 1-0 Omaha lead. The goal scored by Connor Chatham on the power play from Osterberg at 15:30. Hitting from behind, actually, the call on Ward. Second hit from behind. Call on Tri-City Knight. And fourth of the weekend. Officials have a tendency to call that hitting from behind right now. It's USHL's new rules incentive this year, trying to make sure those penalties get called. Ward sits in the box for 2 minutes. The other penalty right now was to Omaha. Delay of game to Cole Bruns, the goaltender, for shooting it into the netting, served by Chatham. Storm 0-2 on the power play. Omaha 1-1. They've converted on their first power play of the night. Now they're going to look to do the same with the second. Omaha's power play comes into the game with a 16% conversion rate. Tri-City 80% on the penalty kill. Faceoff in the Storm zone. One forward by McArdle. Tried to clear the zone. Taken away by Omaha. Gillespie lost the puck. Nice poke check there from Cecier. And it's cleared out of the zone. No, they say it's held in. Looked like the puck bounced outside of the zone for a second. It's held in by Omaha. Now the Storm forced it out of the zone. And here comes McMurphy. McMurphy in onside. By himself, just puts it in on Bruns. He covers up. Nice job. And hustle from McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, for Tri-City. And he is able to force a faceoff all the way down in the Omaha zone. 1:35 remaining in the penalty to Brian Ward. Omaha leading 1-0, 4:58 left in the second period. Tim Lappin on the draw for Tri-City in the Omaha zone. He loses it to Pullman. Pullman around for his fellow defenseman, Cleland. Cleland, the assistant captain on this team, to Osterberger neutral ice. Dumps it in deep to the Tri-City zone. 1:18 remaining in the power play. Over to Lappin. Lappin on a backhand, trying to clear the zone. Vecchione able to get to it, and he dumps it all the way down. 1:08 remaining in the power play. Cleland's got the puck behind the goal line. Bounces it off the boards to Osterberg. Osterberg now fighting with Vecchione. Leaves it off for Cleland. Cleland now to Osterberg. In neutral ice, dumps it into Tri-City zone. And it's on the far boards for Randolph. Cleland, fake shot, deflection in front. Mattson makes a save. Rebounds hammered out of the zone by Cecier from the goal line. 40 seconds left in the penalty to Ward. 4 minutes even left in the second. Omaha with the 1-0 lead. Osteel with it now. In neutral ice. To Moy. Moy in onside. Storm had it for a second, couldn't get control. Back to Osteel at the right point. Cross ice to Pedri at the left point. Down low to the left-hand circle on Gillespie, who had two power play goals last night. Cleared out by the Storm, out of the zone. 15 seconds left in the power play. Omaha with it on the near side wall, moving into neutral ice. Gillespie in onside. Lappin hits him. Puck comes free to Cecier. He airs it out all the way down, and that'll do it for the power play. Omaha now 1-2 on the night. Vecchione wins the battle. Ward out of the box. Chance for more. More shots. Blocked in front. Rebound goes wide of the net. Ward's got it now on the near side wall. Up top to Cecier on the right point. Slap shot right in on net. Rebound. There is none as Bruns makes the save. Nice shot by Garrett Cecier from the right point. He teed it up there. And Trevor Moore was in front. Moore, you know, he's a small guy. He's only 5'8", but he plays like he's 6 feet. Yeah, I swear, he's in on every play. He's been doing a great job here for Tri-City. He's been throwing his body around, playing physical, and that time getting into a dirty area in front of the net. We got a penalty. The penalty is to Ben Osteel, and it's a Century 21 power play for Tri-City. They're 0-2 on the night. Big advantage here. I didn't see what the penalty was for, but on the faceoff here, the Storm will start a 2-minute power play. Off the faceoff, Omaha wins it. They dump it the length of the ice. All the way down, Mattson holds it there. 1-0 Omaha here. 2:53 remaining in the second period. Cross ice pass over to Ward. Ward in onside. Far side corner.
McArdle keeps it in at the left point. Second clearing attempt. Finally, on a third attempt, Omaha clears at the length of the ice. Cotton back to play it there as a center. He's playing the point on this power play. Storm like what he gives him on the point. He's a good puck handler. He's got it in his own zone. 1:19 remaining in the Osteel penalty. Storm moving now. McArdle, cross-ice pass, in onside. Osteel went for holding at 16:52 of the period. Another dump by Omaha. All the way down. Cecere's got it. Cecere leaves it for Glukowski. Under a minute left in the power play for the Storm. Becchione has it. Becchione in onside. Cleland gets to it and clears the ice. 48 seconds left in the penalty. Storm, not many opportunities here on the power play thus far. 1:50 remaining in the second period. Omaha leads 1-0. Becchione with the puck. In onside. Cross-ice pass. Broken up. Cecere gets to it to keep it in. Trevor Moore gets it on his stick. Chance in front. Becchione never got a shot. Rebound to Glukowski. Leaves it for Cecere. Cecere back to Glukowski. Takes on a shot. Moves around. Down low to Becchione. Becchione in the far side corner. 20 seconds remaining on the man advantage. He gets taken off the puck. And it gets cleared the length of the ice by Omaha. Nice job by the Lancers on their power play. Storm have not gotten many looks. 8 seconds left on the man advantage. Glukowski long pass. Ward in onside to Moore. Moore lost it off his stick. He had some speed. Now on the backboards. We're at even strength. Osteel out of the box. And it's cleared out of the zone. May stops it there for Tri-City. Gets back in as they tag up. May pulls it in deep to Trevor Moore. Trevor Moore now at the top of the left circle. Roboski can't keep it in. It squirts out. Storm tag up. Gets poked back into the Omaha zone. 46 seconds remaining in the second period. Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Now in neutral ice. Just outside of the Storm blue line. A long dump in. It was high. Bounced wide of the net. Mattson was there in case it bounced in on him. Roboski trying to get position with the puck. It's loose under his skates. Picked up by Ward. He goes down. And now he gets it to Lappin. Lappin. With some speed. Burns past Osteel. Now he gets held up there. And Lappin fighting with Osteel, jockeying for position. 15 seconds left in the period. Picked up by Omaha. Melanson to Frigo. Frigo on the near side wall. Gets to the red line. Dumps it deep. 7 seconds left in the period. Mattson slows it down there for Maller. Maller with 5 seconds left. Clears it all the way down. And that'll be it for the second period of play. No scoring in the second period of play. Omaha with a 1-0 lead on top of Tri-City. There's 20 minutes left to play here from the Viero Event Center. And you'll hear all about it on the intermission report, the Central Hydraulics intermission report. When we come back to start the intermission report, I got a special interview with the play-by-play broadcaster and vice president of the Omaha Lancers, Dan Freemuth. He'll talk to us about that new arena opening in Ralston next week. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with PowerPlay from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Poppers protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Storm Hockey and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska are teaming up once again to fight cancer. The annual Jerseys for a Cause program presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is back. Storm by the Viera Wireless Guest Services tend at Storm home games and purchase a $1 jersey raffle ticket and help fight cancer. Each Storm game, one of the game-worn pink in the ring jerseys will be raffled off with the monthly proceeds going to an organization in the Tri-Cities. In the 2011-2012 season, the program generated over $10,000 for organizations. This year, the program will benefit the Tackle Cancer Fund, Buffalo County Relay for Life, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Grand Island St. Francis Hospital Cancer Center, the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Center, and the Mary Lanning Hospital Cancer Center in Hastings. So join the Storm and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska in an effort to fight cancer in our area. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, count on us to be there when you need us.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful seasoned crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here at the Viero Events Center as the Omaha Lancers and the Tri-City Storm doing battle here tonight in the second game of a weekend series. Last night, Omaha comes out with an 8-3 victory. And for the Intermission Report, I'm joined by Vice President of the Omaha Lancers, Dan Freemuth. Dan, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, we want to talk a little bit about, you know, this is an exciting series here this weekend, but next weekend, even more excitement here for the Lancers. They'll open up a new arena, and how's things shaping up right now? Obviously, there's a concert there, so things are getting pretty close to going here.
Yep, the arena officially opened on Monday, which means we've been in full-fledged scramble mode since then. We moved over there on Tuesday, front office, hockey operations. Everything will be housed out of the Ralston Arena. It's a beautiful, state-of-the-art, 3,500-seat facility. We couldn't be more excited to get going. The city of Ralston has its first official open house tomorrow. So we're going to bus back to Omaha tonight, spend the evening making sure everything is ready to rock and roll for tomorrow at noon. And then we open up play next Friday, of course, against the Tri-City Storm, fully anticipating a sellout that night and anticipating an unbelievable atmosphere in that building, not only Friday, but hopefully for 30 more games after that.
And so that game is quite sure to be quite the event there. What do you guys have planned? Obviously, it's going to be exciting. First of all, for the team who was on the road for the first 8 games, so I'm sure they're excited to get in front of their fans, and I'm sure the city's ready to see the team.
Yeah, our fans are chomping at the bit. We opened, actually, with 8 straight on the road, and our first road trip of the season was the longest one of the year. We went to Youngstown in Indiana. Following weekend, little closer trip, Sioux Falls, Sioux City. We actually had a busload of Lancer fans make the trip up to Sioux Falls, really that first travelable road game. The fans are eager to see their team. They'll get that chance at home on Friday. City of Ralston is amped up to get this arena rocking and rolling. As you said, there was a concert there last night. Roddy Atkins performed. A nice turnout for that. But the whole genesis of this project was the idea that the Omaha Lancers would be the main tenant, and we're really, really excited to kind of officially open the building next Friday evening against the Tri-City Storm. Again, expecting a packed house for that one, expecting a raucous atmosphere. We're expecting people to show up early, to be tailgating. It should be quite the unbelievable atmosphere next Friday evening. And then, hopefully, you know, these two teams put on quite a display, and certainly with all the talent that both Tri-City and Omaha boast right now, we would expect nothing else.
So you think it'll be pretty tough for a Tri-City fan to come out and get a ticket next week?
You know what? If you're a Tri-City Storm fan and you want to go to the game, I would certainly suggest get your tickets this week. Don't wait until Friday. I would hate for Tri-City Storm fans to make the three-hour trek from Kearney to Omaha only to be shut out at the door at 6:45 because it's sold out. That's not an overly pleasant drive through the middle of Nebraska. I'd hate for people to have to make that journey only to get there and have the game be sold out. We are anticipating a sellout. There are tickets still available right now. You can go to RalstonTix.com. That's RalstonTix.com and get your tickets for next Friday's game. Again, we are anticipating a sellout. We're not sold out just yet, but by next Friday evening, we do anticipate the game being sold out.
Now, the good thing about that is, at least if you don't make the trip on Friday, the teams will play eight times total this season, and the Tri-City Storm will be at Ralston Arena three more times. So, you know, you might want to say, hey, you know what, let's not get in on that home opener and wait, and you still got a couple other opportunities.
Yeah, it's going to be that's certainly the logical way to go, I think, but there's also something to be said for being a part of that very first opening event. You know, you have to believe the Tri-City Storm are going to go in next Friday with nothing to lose and want to really spoil that opening night party for the Omaha Lancers. So I expect an unbelievable tilt next weekend, and I fully expect, as dedicated as the Tri-City Storm fans are, I fully expect a number of them to make that trip, a number of them to buy their tickets in advance and make sure they're there supporting their team on opening night.
Well, I know that we've got a bunch of staff members, and I'll be there. I'm ready to go. I'm excited about it. It's always, like you said, excited to be a part of a new building opening up, and a lot of excitement going on in Ralston here over the next couple days.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the busy week for us. You know, the open house tomorrow to make sure everything's set. And then from our end of things, we have to make sure that not only are we ready in a new building, but that we're ready for opening night. As you know, there's a lot that goes into opening night of a new hockey season, whether it's in a new building or not. So there's all those different moving pieces on top of all the new challenges that come with the new arena. But it's an awfully good and enjoyable problem to have for the Omaha Lancers right now.
And as you guys are expecting a sellout, I'm sure that makes it even more, you know, intense. You want to make sure you have everything right away. Make a good first impression. He's Dan Freemuth of the Omaha Lancers. Thanks very much for joining us for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
Thanks so much for having me.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us. Count on us to guide you on the road ahead. To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulics Intermission Report. I'm Jared Schaffran. Once again, as we will look at the scoreboard, it is 1-0 in favor of Omaha. The Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Check the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update right now. A couple games going on around the USHL. Midway Auto, think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. Once again, final score in Sioux Falls. The Stampede knock off the Phantoms of Youngstown 4-0. Cedar Rapids comes back to defeat Indiana late. They win 7-5 in a late comeback. Muskegon has a 4-0 lead on top of the Chicago Steel in the second intermission.
Sioux City and Des Moines are tied at 1-1 in the second intermission. Dubuque has a 1-0 lead over Green Bay, same score that we have here in the second intermission. And also in the second intermission, Lincoln has taken a 2-1 lead, over the Fargo Force. Lincoln looking to remain undefeated. They got another home game at the Icebox. Their season schedule has started off tilted with a lot more events at home than on the road. Once again, they lead Fargo 2-1. And now it's time to check the answer to tonight's Valentino Storm Trivia Question of the Night. Sponsored by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Tweet your answer to @TriCityStorm. And now it's time to post the correct answer to that question. The hometown of Tri-City Storm defenseman Dylan Maller is Parkland, Florida. So congratulations to everyone that guessed Parkland, Florida. That's the correct answer to tonight's Valentino Storm Trivia Question of the Night. Looking at the box score of this one in the Statler Implement period recap, Statler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Statler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Right now, Tri-City leading Omaha in shots on goal, 22-16. Tri-City outshot Omaha 15-5 in the second period. However, there was no scoring in that period. We remain 1-0. Connor Chatham with the power play goal at 15:30 of the first period has Omaha on top, 1-0. Omaha 1-for-2 on the power play tonight. Tri-City is 0-for-3. The three penalties in the second period. Cole Bruns, the goaltender of Omaha, went for delay of game at 10:27 of the second period. Ryan Ward went for chicken from behind at 14:36, and Ben Osteel for holding at 16:52. Just a couple minutes until we start up in the third period of play. 20 minutes remaining here from the Viero Event Center. Tri-City trails 1-0, trying to get back in this game against Omaha. We'll take a break and we'll be back for the drop of the puck in the third period. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road? The wind in your hair? Or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight? At Viero, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Viero To Go, the best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Viero To Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Viero.com for details.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right. Get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better.
Feel better.
Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Your Tri-City Storm now enter the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
Back inside the Viero Event Center, Jared Schaffern with you here as we get set for the third period of action between the Storm and the Omaha Lancers. 1-0 is your score. Omaha has the lead here as we enter the final period of play on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Teams will switch sides as Omaha will now go from left to right. The Storm moving from right to left on your radio dial. Omaha with that 1-0 lead. Connor Chatham with the only goal of the game so far. Tri-City in danger of dropping both games this weekend, just like last weekend against Lincoln. They only got 1 point last weekend against the Lincoln Stars. And it's gut check time here for Tri-City. Got to come out with a victory here tonight, or at least a point. Try to get something from this weekend. These two teams will match up once again next Friday as Omaha will open up their brand new building, Ralston Arena. And we'll be there for you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Getting ready to go here, Brian Ward is in the face-off circle for the Storm. He'll face off against Kyle Osterberg. Face-off won by Omaha as they have the puck now, and they dump it in to the Storm zone. Mattson out of his net to play. It swings around the near side corner. Osterberg with it. Down low. Maller's got it. Maller off the boards. Up to L'Esperance ahead of him. Kept in at the left point. And Omaha keeps possession. Randolph had it. Randolph to the near side wall. Picked up by Osterberg. Deflected over to Chatham. Chatham cross-ice pass went over the stick of the defenseman Cleland. And now it's down low. Still Omaha with the shot. On a one-timer by Poolman. Went wide of the net. Now picked up by Omaha. Omaha and Osterberg there. Cycling. Down low to Randolph. Chance in front. Mattson makes another save. Rebound over to Osterberg gets chipped around and out of the zone by Tri-City. Icing waved off by the officials. Out of his net to play it there is goaltender Cole Bruns. Picked away by L'Esperance. Over to McMurphy. Pass to Bonner. He shoots and scores! Tim Bonner ties the game at one after a beautiful pass from Ryan McMurphy. And the Storm are on the board. Big time shot from Tim Bonner, the assistant captain of this Storm team, ties the game. And it's a lot of excitement here in the Viero Event Center. It's 1-1. 1 minute and 1 second into the third period. McMurphy has the first assist. L'Esperance will most likely get credit for the second assist. Bonner will stay in and take the faceoff draw. It was a pass down low. He backhanded it and roofed it. Pass Cole Bruns, who's been fantastic all game in net for Omaha. The Storm are on the board, and we'll see if this gives him a momentum lift here in the third period. Just underway, over a minute into the third. Give Ryan McMurphy an assist on that one, and we'll look to see if L'Esperance gets the second assist, although I believe he's the one who started the play. Now Omaha has possession back in the Storm zone. As it squirts out to the point. Bukta misplayed it for a second, but now is able to move it to Lichtenwald. Down low, gets it back for a one-timer. Never went all the way through. Mattson makes a save on Moy. Loose puck is to the side of the net. Now in front, and it's picked up by Bonner. He's able to take it out of the zone to Gomez. Gomez takes a big hit, and it's moved in by Osteel over to Lichtenwald. Makes a move around Cecere, picked up by May on a loose puck. May off the boards, can't clear the zone. Moy keeps it in. Now Omaha will go for a change. Eli May picks it up behind his own zone. Behind his own net, I should say, as May leaves it off for Cotton. Cotton with some speed on the near side wall. Pokes it out almost to neutral ice, but he couldn't get it there. Eli May gets the dump in. Back to Cecere. Over to Tim Lappin on the wall. Leaves it off for Cotton now. Touch pass over to Vecchione. Back to Cotton and Vecchione through neutral ice. Cleland off the boards. Back into neutral ice as Maller fanned on a pass by the Omaha blue line, now picked up by the Lancers. Hines fanned on a chance to try to knock the puck down, and now Moore dumps it in. Cleland in his own zone. Off the far side wall, back to neutral ice as McCardle pokes it back in. Now it's picked up by Huff. Huff, with some space, moves in onside on the left-hand side, throws a shot by Mattson, he sticks it aside into the corner. Now a chance in front for Randolph. Backhand shot hits the post. Another shot goes wide from Huff. Second post of the game for Omaha as they hit a crossbar earlier in this game, I believe in the second period. Big chance there for Randolph. Now a bouncing puck in front of the net. Cleared away by Mattson. Eastman picks it up with some speed. Over to Ward. Ward in onside. Down low on the backboards. Brian Ward leaves it off for Trevor Moore. To the front. Nobody there. Leaves the zone and goes back down to Tri-City zone where Glukowski picks it up. Cross-ice pass to Hrabowski in their own zone. Eastman lost it there. Gets stolen away by Osterberg. Chance broken up for a second. Randolph wrist shot gets blocked by Hrabowski. Nice job by Hrabowski and Glukowski to get back and disrupt that two-on-one opportunity. Hrabowski now moves around a check, leaves it for Moore, but neutralized, dumped back in by Omaha. Knocked down by Glukowski. He's able to bat it out of the zone, back to neutralize to Moy. Moy now brings it ahead into the storm zone. Stopped at the line. Bonner overskated it. Now Lichtenwall, the big 6'6 forward, has the puck. Over and gets hit by Glukowski. Nice job by Nolan Glukowski taking him off the puck. Booked up. Down low. Sasir fighting with Moore. Moy gets it to Lichtenwall. The Sasir fell down. Now Lichtenwall, the captain of this Omaha team, tries to move the puck. Picked up by Eastman. Eastman with some room. He'll skate it up to Bonner. Bonner around a defenseman with some speed. In onside. Fan on a shot. Gets taken off the puck. Here comes Gillespie. Gillespie takes a big hit from Gomez. Now in neutral ice. Gets poked back into the storm zone. Maller with it. Maller in the near side corner takes a nice hit from Frigo. McCardle's there for a hit on the far side corner. Osteel kept it in on the left point. Picked up by Gomez. Skates into neutral ice. Huff back to Frigo. Off the boards to Maller. Maller over to McCardle. McCardle pass to Lappin to neutral ice. Now Lappin to Cotton. Cotton with some room down the left-hand side. Trying to make a power move. He gets stopped there. And the puck goes back into neutral ice. Nice job by Poolman to stop Cotton. Storm dump it back in. Cotton shoves his man off the puck. Throws one towards the center. Gets deflected off a skate. Off the glass and into neutral ice. Puck rolls all the way down. No icing as it was too slow. And Glukowski gets it over to Hrabowski. Nice move around his man. Now he's finding some room in neutral ice. Hrabowski in onside. Now to the left circle. Leaves it down low on the backboards. Moved around to the right point. Kept in by Cecilia for a second. But now it's taken away by Beat Osterberg, and Chatham moves there. Away, throws one in on Mattson. He makes the save. Rebound was loose behind the net. Chatham to Osterberg. Chance in front. Nice block of that pass by Ward as it goes into the near side corner. Ward, nice little dish off of Vecchione. Went over his stick, kept it at the wall. Shot in on Mattson there by Pedri. Mattson able to make the save, and he hops on top. 14:09. Remaining in the game, a 1-1 score as the Storm tied it early in the third period, a goal by Tim Bonner. Backhanded shot that he roofed over Cole Bruns. Game is tied 1-1. Shots on goal now. Storm leading 23-22 unofficially. As it's Trevor Moore who wins off the draw, gets into neutral ice. Les Bruns took a hit, couldn't take the puck with him. Now the puck moves back from Ward to McCardle in his own zone. To Maller, cross-ice pass back to McCardle on the near side. McCardle off the boards, out of the zone, over to Les Bruns. Try to dump it in, poked back out by Omaha. They didn't want to touch it as it would have been a hand pass, and the Storm dump it in deep. Picked up by Cleland on the near side, on the far side. Batted around, and now here comes Omaha. Moy has it, lost it off his stick to Ward. Ward, after the Storm tag, got back in onside. Makes a move, gets around Poolman. Down low to the backboards, takes a hit from Poolman. Now leaves it for Les Bruns. Les Bruns up top to Hrabowski. Cross-ice pass. Glukowski tees up. Quick shot. Save by Bruns. Rebound loose for Moore. Moore to Hrabowski fakes on a shot. Hrabowski throws in a soft wrister. Deflected in front. Never got all the way through. Cleland tried to poke it out. Hrabowski keeps it in. Moore overskated it. And now Lichtenwald has it for Omaha. He dumps it in deep. Omaha will go off on a line change. 13:05 remaining in the third period. Here on the Breeze.
94.5 FM. Storm have the puck. McMurphy on tries to jump in deep, but he dumps it into the Omaha bench. Stoppage of play. 12:55 remaining in this game. Storm and Lancers tied one apiece as we get the first media timeout of the third period. We'll double check the box score on that goal for Tri-City, the equalizer here in this game, as it is Tim Bonner from Ryan McMurphy and Joel Esperance. No penalties called yet in the third period. That's something that doomed the Storm last night, and they're going to have to stay out of the box, I should say, late in this game. It's a 1-1 game. Very good hockey here tonight. Last night, a little sloppy, a lot of penalties, a lot of goals, a lot of turnovers. Tonight, the play has been stepped up on both sides as the Storm look to grab a few points here before they go on the road next weekend in Omaha and in Sioux Falls. 12:55 remaining in this game here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. I'm Jared Schaffer. Thanks for tuning in tonight. As the faceoff is at center ice, Melanson against Bonner, and Omaha wins the draw to Sacco, and now back to Osteel. Osteel cross-ice pass over to Pedri. He dumps in deep. Mattson lets it go into the near side corner. May picks it up. Eli May has had a good game on defense here for the Storm. On the far side wall, Gomez pokes it out of the zone. Puck back in, and now Eli May picks it up. First game coming back after a concussion for May. Missed a few games last week. As Melanson throws it towards the center, poked in on Mattson, saves it with the glove, and holds on. 12:27 left to go in the game. 1-1 the score here on The Breeze. As the Storm got that equalizing goal 1 minute and 1 second into the third period for Tim Bonner. For Bonner this season, he's done well. He's been named the assistant captain. It's a goal to show for it here to tie the game. Maller, cross-ice pass over to Vecchione off the draw, in on side of the Omaha zone. 12:15 remaining in this game. On the far side wall, now Omaha comes away with the puck. It's Osterberg. Long cross-ice pass. McArdle tipped that one out of reach of Chatham. And now at the red line, fought for Osterberg to hit on Lappin. Puck moves into the Storm zone. Clearing attempt, gloved down by Osterberg, but picked up by Lappin. Lappin over the red line with some steam. Makes a move around a player, trying to get a shot. Plowed into the goaltender. Another shot for Storm. Bounce puck. And Hrabowski with a wrist shot. Off the pipe. He had a wide open net there from the high slot. Surprised that the puck, the whistle didn't stop after Lappin kind of plowed into the goaltender Bruns. But he was able to make a few saves and then got some luck as Hrabowski hit the right post with that shot. Ward now down low. Tried to throw one towards the center. Bounces out of the zone. Lukowski back in his own zone to get it. Off the boards on the far side to Moore. Moore bouncing puck in on side. Ward pushes it in deep. Picked up now by Omaha. And behind the net. Moving out is Lichtenwald. Pass was too far ahead of him. Icing it will not reach. Waved off. Eli May takes a hit from Lichtenwald. Gets taken down. Picked up by Eastman. Moy picks it up on the far side wall. Eastman gloves it down. Trying to battle three Lancers over there. Now Ward gets involved with May. Quick wrist shot off the play. Mattson makes a nice blocker save and pushes it into the far side corner. Now Omaha with the puck. Nice job by Sasir to seal off Moy. But now a turnover. Gillespie with a wrist shot. Goes wide. On the far side boards, the rebound. Osteel keeps it in. May fighting with Moy. On the far side wall, Eastman pokes it down low into the corner. Brian Ward's there as Omaha was making a change. Had some room. Over to Sasir. Cross-ice pass over to Eastman now. Eastman ahead for McMurphy. Went too far ahead of him. Icing waved off. Hines there to play. Hines moves it to Pedri on the far side wall now. Leaving it off for Huff. He takes a hit from Gomez but dumps it in to the Storm zone. 10-12 remaining in the third period. Storm and Lancers tied one apiece. Gomez gloves it down in his own zone. He'll circle, trying to look for some space. He'll skate out of the zone. Gomez with some steam. In onside on the right. Up, he was offside. As they say, Bonner was ahead of the play. And it's whistled down. 9:58 remaining in the game. Tri-City and Omaha square. One apiece. Here on KLIQ, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff will be just outside of the Omaha blue line. As Tim Bonner will take it against Tyler Hines for Omaha. Faceoff won by Bonner back to Hrabowski. Hrabowski to the red line. Dumps it in softly. into the near side corner. Picked up by Cleland. Cleland takes a hit. Bonner keeps it in for a second. Now Bukta around the boards. And it's moved out of the zone by Omaha. McMurphy gets to it, banks it back in. Omaha right there to take it to neutral ice. Bonner tries to play for it, gets sealed off by Cleland. Now Frigo dumps it in deep. Around the boards and on the backboards, it's Hrabowski and Hines will do battle. Puck squirts out for Hrabowski, leaves it there for Lappin. Lappin makes the play, moves it up to Gomez, who takes a hit. Here comes Bonner. Bonner in onside for Lappin, went off his stick. He couldn't handle the pass, and now here comes Omaha. Cecere with a hit, leaves it off for Melanson. Shot gets blocked. Rebound picked up by Bonner. Clears the length of the ice. Rolling puck will go in on Omaha goaltender Bruns. He's got a comment down there for Pedri. Pedri takes a hit from Lappin and goes down. Nice job from Tim Lappin there on the forecheck. Puck's moved out to neutral ice. Eli May had it for a second. Now it's back into the storm zone. May with the long backhand pass over to Cecere. Had to glove it down as it was in the air. Makes a move. Gets around a man. Banks it off the boards out of the zone. Trevor Moore tips it past his man with some speed. The puck there. Bob couldn't catch it. Got to neutral ice. Carm. Over Maller. Maller out his own blue line with some pressure from Adam. Long cross ice pass. Glove down there by Cleveland. Picked up by pass over to Randolph. In onside. Down low. Behind the net. Looking in the near side corner. Up top for Pullman. Pullman faked out a shot now over to Cleland. Pouncing puck taken away by Maller. Maller tries to find Les Bronze. Pass went off his skate as it was a chance for a rush there. Taken back by Omaha. Osterberg lost it to Glukowski. Off the boards. Glukowski with a chance on a rush, but it's taken away by Chatham. Now it's Osteel. Osteel. Moves the puck up to Randolph. He dumps it all the way down low. Matt's out of his head to play it. To Hrabowski. Hrabowski holds the near side corner. Long cross-size pass. L'Esperance. L'Esperance with control. In onside. Moves in the left side. Tries to leave it for Ward. Taken away by Gillespie. Two on two. But Osterberg fell down. Storm didn't have three guys back. Long wrist shot right into the chest of Mattson. He leaves the rebound in front of him to Hrabowski. Hrabowski gets around a man. With some steam, gets to the left. Bronze, he dumps it in deep into the near side corner of the Omaha zone. But the Lancers have possession. Moy leaves it for Gillespie. Gillespie moves into neutral ice, banks it off the far side boards, and all the way down. May, behind the net. Pass to Cecere. Now moving on the break, got up to Gomez. Gomez keeps the puck. And now in onside was McMurphy to Bonner. Chance, rebound, score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage with 7:07 remaining in the third period. Garrett Gomez with the goal. A fantastic play into the zone. They had a lot of speed, and Gomez pokes that one home on the rebound. A 2-1 lead for the Storm. They've scored both of their goals in the third period as Gomez gets the goal from Bonner and McMurphy. And it's a 2-1 lead for Tri-City. Off the rebound, it was right in front. And McMurphy, along with Bonner. Waiting for the announcement here as the officials are talking to Omaha head coach. Not happy with something that happened there after the goal. 7:07 remains in the game. Shots on goal now. Tri-City with a 27-24 lead. They have a 2-1 advantage. Gomez's second goal of the season. As they win the draw, now Lappin with some speed. Gets poked in by Vecchione, and he gets batted down for offsides. Should say whistled down. 6:59 remaining in the game. Tri-City has their first lead of the weekend. As last night, they did not lead at all. They got down early and stayed down, losing 8-3. This time, they go down early in the first period, and they now have a 2-1 lead with 6:50 remaining. Crowd getting loud here at the Viero Event Center, cheering on their Storm, hoping they can hold off Omaha, who you definitely know will be coming hard here. Now Cotton, in neutral ice, gets to the red line, dumps in deep, runs out of his net. Clears it around the far side wall for Glukowski, who keeps it in at the right point. Down low to Eastman with some room. Fanned on a backhand pass, trying to get it to Ward in front of the net as it's picked up by Omaha. Now in front of me here in the press box as they dump it in deep. down low. And Router. Router on the near side corner to Hines. Hines gets hit by Gukowski. Gukowski takes him down. Sacco had it. Chance in front. Router holds it there on the near side wall. His pass deflected by Ward. Out of play. Clock stops with 6 minutes even left in this one. We get our second media timeout of the period. Storm with a 2-1 lead. 6 minutes remaining. The attendance here tonight at the Vero Event Center, 1,926, the official attendance for this one, as the Storm have goals from both Tim Bonner and Garrett Gomez in the third period, giving them a 2-1 lead. No penalties yet in the third period. Storm are going to want to stay out of the box for the remainder of this one with a slim one-goal lead. Josh Howji designing a play here during this timeout for his team to try to work on as they come out of the timeout. Faceoff will be in the Tri-City zone. Thanks for tuning in here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Storm with a 2-1 lead. And we'll have the rest of it here for you. Final 6 minutes of play. Face off to the left of Mattson. Scrum forward off the draw. Bouncing puck picked up by Sacco. Wrist shot goes wide. Omaha with a chance there in the Tri-City zone. Melanson back to Pullman at the point. Long shot gets deflected. Out of play in the netting. Never got through to Mattson. 5:47 remaining here in this one. Looks like the faceoff will move outside of the zone. They say it was deflected by an Omaha player. And the faceoff will come in front of the Tri-City zone bench, the dot outside of the blue line. Bonner against Osterberg on the draw. Nua, their official, will drop the puck. One by Tri-City. Roboski over to Glukowski. Back to Roboski. In his own zone. Pass to McMurphy. McMurphy does a nice job dumping it in deep and avoiding a hit. And we get a stoppage as they're going to whistle Tri-City for icing. I believe McMurphy must have been behind the red line. And they'll call the Storm for icing. 5:36 remaining in the game. Tri-City with a 2-1 lead on top of Omaha. Leading goal right now was scored by Garrett Gomez from Tim Bonner and Ryan McMurphy. Puck gets played around in the neutral zone. Pullman banks it off the far side boards. Tri-City dumps it back over to the neutral ice as Omaha dumps it in deep. McArdle now behind his net, off the far side wall to Gomez. Gomez kept in on the left point there by Cleland. Now Roboski's got it in the near side corner. He banks it off the boards out to neutral ice. 5:03 remaining in the game. Omaha with possession. They trail 2-1. Long shot from the left point. Mattson sticks it away into the corner. Cotton's got it. Over to Lappin. On the near side wall, Storm trying to get possession. Now Cotton comes away. Pass into the skates of Lappin. Out of the zone. Gets jumped back in by Omaha. Now Mattson leaves it for McArdle behind their own net. Maller in the corner. Up for Lappin. Lappin on the backhand. Trying to get a pass over to Vecchione. Deflected onto the stick of Omaha. Now Lichtenwald in onside. Leaves it off for Gillespie. Wrist shot goes high from Moy. Had a clean look from the slot there. Ostia on the near side wall. Battling Vecchione. Gets it down low to Moy. Moy in the corner. Takes a hit. Stays on his feet. Now on the wall, Moy leaves it down low for Gillespie. All the way, he cycles all the way to the far side corner. Lappin was the first man there. Took a hit. Moy picked up the puck. Cotton's in on the play on the far side wall. Now it comes out to Lichtenwald. Lichtenwald back to the point. Long shot was a pass for Moy. He gets taken down. Puck still loose in the Tri-City zone. Under 4 minutes left to play. A long shift here for both sides. As the puck comes out to Cecere in front of the net, he banks it off the boards to the red line, and it goes back in to the Omaha zone. Storm able to get a five-man line change off, and they dump it in deep to the far side corner to Omaha. Now it's moved along the backboards to Glukowski by Tri-City. Stop there, and a nice job by Lesperance to get it out of the zone. But only to the red line, and it gets dumped back in. Glukowski will fight for this one with Huff. Gage Huff on the backboard. All over him to Lesperance. Lesperance back to Glukowski. Glukowski dumps it in the center.
hooked up. Cross ice pass to Cleland. Cleland moving it towards the zone and now in the zone. Ward picks it up, banks it off the boards outside. And now Ward with the puck, 2-on-2 with more developing. Ward leaves it for the trailer. L'Esperance goes high in the net. Under 3 minutes left to play here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City with a 2-1 lead. Omaha with the puck on the near side. Player was tripped up right in front of the bench. Lancers want a penalty. No call coming. Very upset. The Omaha bench wanted that call. Now it's Router. Router in his own zone for Omaha to Cleland. Out of the zone for Succo. Sacco, I should say. And now it's down low into the Tri-City zone, dumped in deep. Mattson plays it around the board. At the blue line, puck out of play by a sliding Pullman who tried to keep it in. 2:27 remaining in the third period. Tri-City with two third-period goals have taken a 2-1 lead on top of the Omaha Lancers here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Thanks for tuning in. 2:27 remaining in the game. Maller over to McArdle. McArdle dumps it in deep. All the way down for Sacco. Sacco on the far side wall. Back to Maller. Maller in neutral ice. Tried to dump it, but Pullman played it there, and now it's brought into the Tri-City zone. Chances, shot, rebound. Save Mattson. Two pad saves for Mattson. Pullman's got it. It's out of the zone. Vecchione on the forecheck. Gets taken down. No call, penalty. Vecchione gets taken down, and a big-time call. Omaha, Osteel to the box. Two-minute penalty. Tri-City on the Century 21 power play for the remainder of regulation. 1:54 left to go in this one. Tri-City leading 2-1. 2 minutes on the board. Osteel in the box. Faceoff will be to the left of the goaltender, Burt Bruns. Omaha wins the draw. They dump it, but it's stopped there by Glukowski. Puts it back in. Storm have to tag up. Now Omaha in onside, and Osterberg got taken off the play. Short-handed opportunity as he was driving towards the net. Now it's Moore. Moore in onside. Down the near side wall. Pokes it out of the zone, and it's Glukowski who's got it. Glukowski over to Cecere. Cecere in his own zone. He's taking his time here. Storm have the power play and a 2-1 lead with just 1:15 remaining. Now here comes Lichtenwall, the captain of the team. A 1-on-2. Got a chance. Moves to the slot. Shot in on Mattson. Mattson makes the save and leaves it for Trevor Moore. Content to let the clock run here. 1 minute remaining in this game as Lappin dumps it deep. Runs out of his net. Tri-City on the power play, not allowing Omaha to pull their goaltender just yet. We'll see if they elect to do it to get it to even strength. Pullman in onside. Chance in front in the center. Taken away by Tri-City. Moore topples on top of Moy to take him out of the play. And Vecchione's got it. 35 seconds left. Vecchione, slow dump, picked up by Pedri. Moy in onside. 30 seconds remaining in the game. Storm with a 2-1 lead. They have a power play. Goaltender still at the net. Nice. Cleland with the puck on his stick. 18 seconds left to go. Pullman's zone. Trying to pass it up for his man Randolph. Taken away by the Storm. Maller's got it. 8 seconds left. In their own zone, Roboski. 5 seconds left. Around the far wall. 3 seconds left. And that'll do it. The Tri-City Storm get their second win of the year and knock off the Omaha Lancers 2-1. They pick up 2 points, 2 third-period goals, and it's a big win for Tri-City tonight after a tough loss yesterday. Josh Hadjig and his club regroup, make a third-period comeback, and get their second win of the season. Final score, 2-1. Tri-City wins. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back for the post-game show to talk about this one here on The Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
This is the Tri-City Storm post-game show on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for the recap, stats, and a chat with the coach of your Tri-City Storm.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center as the Tri-City Storm have defeated the Omaha Lancers by a final score of 2-1. As we open up the post-game show, I'm Jared Shaffrin. Thanks for joining in on The Breeze 94.5 KLIQ. And what a game it was tonight for the Storm. They take an early deficit on a goal after they lose 8-3 last night in desperate need of a big uplifting momentum swing here tonight. They go down early. A power play goal from Connor Chatham was scored at 15:30 of the first period. No score in the second period. And then in the third period, the Storm came out with a mission. They dominated. They were able to get the win, had a lot of good chances. They tied the game up just a minute in 1 second into the third period. Tim Bonner on a backhand shot beat the goaltender for Omaha, Cole Bruns. Cole Bruns had a great game in net here tonight for his first game of the season in net. Made some great stops on Tri-City. Final shots on goal, by the way. Tri-City out shooting Omaha 27-24. Omaha had the better of the third period with an 8-5 final tally. However, 12-5 final tally in the third period. However, Tim Bonner scores that goal at 1:01 of the third period to tie the game. And then Garrett Gomez able to put a rebound home. Bonner and Ryan McMurphy credited with assists. McMurphy ends up with two assists on the night. Bonner with a goal and assist, and Gomez gets the game winner. The big key for Tri-City, staying out of the box in the third period. Didn't allow Omaha any power play opportunities to come back and tie it. Ben Osteel gets called for tripping at 18:06, not allowing his team with any big chances. They were shorthanded for the final 1:56 of the game. So the Sioux were able to get the win and will go to New West 3 stars of the game here presented by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. It's a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm at the University of Nebraska Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street, Kearney, New West. The athlete in all of them. As we look at the 3 stars of the game, third star for the Storm, 9, Ryan McMurphy picked up 2 assists on both of the goals for the Storm in the third period. Had a very visible period. He was active, forechecking, and Ryan McMurphy takes home the third star. Star Garrett Gomez got a second goal of the season, a game winner here late in the third period, put home a rebound, and the Storm won 2-1. Garrett Gomez with the second star. First star, Tim Bonner, picked up a goal and an assist here tonight. He was visible on the ice, named an assistant captain this week by his team and coach. And Bonner picks up 2 points, including the game tying goal and an assist on the game winning goal. Tim Bonner, the first star of tonight's game. The Dentpopper grinder of the night, much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dentpopper works hard to keep your car, truck, motor, home, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dentpopper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Dentpopper grinder of the night, we're going with Eli May. As May, coming back from a concussion, played very well for the Storm on defense and threw around his body, played physical. And his first game in a few weeks looked good. Eli May out of Eagan, Minnesota, picks up the Dentpoppers Grinder of the Night Award here tonight. Once again, the Storm with a 2-1 victory on top of the Omaha Lancers, splitting the season series of the week. 1-1. Teams will head to Omaha to open up Ralston Arena on Friday of next week. We're going to take a quick break here on the Breeze. We'll be back with the head coach for Tri-City Storm and Tim Bonner on the post-game show here on KLIQ with the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
One, two, three, four. The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the arena box office.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
This is the Tri-City Storm post-game show on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for the recap, stats, and a chat with the coach of your Tri-City Storm.
Welcome back inside the post-game show here on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffern here with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji, after a 2-1 win over the Omaha Lancers here, getting even after last night's loss. And, Coach, obviously an exciting third period. Your team comes from behind and gets the win here tonight.
Yeah, it was a lot of heart from our guys. I thought we really turned the tide in the second, controlled the majority of the second, just couldn't find the back of the net. So to stay positive, even though we didn't get any in the second, and find a way in the third period, really proud of the guys.
Yeah, and, you know, you take that 1-0 deficit into the third period, and, you know, like you said, a lot of guys stepped up there in the third period, able to carry the puck. Two bang-bang plays on goals. And just, you know, talk about what you said to the team going into that third period, down a goal.
You know, like, I told them that I thought they deserved to have a couple in the second. And you know what? It doesn't matter if we think we deserve them. We didn't get them. We got to find a way. And it doesn't matter if you got to get cross-checked through the goal or, you know, you got to get to those dirty areas and find a way to score. And Tim Bonner got the first one right in front of the net. And then... Garrett Gomez just going to the net, and he buried it. That was awesome for him, and that's a goal scorer's goal right there.
Now, obviously, I can't go without mentioning, although a lot of good news in the win, looks like another injury sustained for Hakey Lee is unable to return. That might be a tough blow. He was just named assistant captain, a leader on this team, and seems like, you know, another injury. You just can't catch a break here with the injuries.
Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, frustrating, and you know what? Like we talked about, we're not going to make excuses. Guys are going to go down throughout the season. At some point this season, we will be healthy. And, you know, that's all we can look to is whenever those guys get healthy. Hopefully, Heike's injury won't be too bad. It'll be something that he won't, you know, be back from soon. But he's at the emergency room right now. But, you know, hopefully it'll be something minor.
Looking ahead to next week, obviously you don't think about it too much right now. But how big is this, knowing that you're going back into their place, they're opening up the new building, and after a frustrating loss last night, that you could come in there and say, hey, we played toe-to-toe with this team and got a win against them?
Well, we were embarrassed yesterday. It was our worst performance as a hockey team. And you know, we talked about it beforehand. If we would have came out today and laid an egg, it wouldn't have been the hockey team we thought we were going to be. I mean, we figured we would respond. We have a lot of character and a lot of heart, and we needed this win. And it's, you know, it's early in the season, but every point counts, and we got to find a way to turn this tide. We've been losing close hockey games, and tonight was a huge step for us as a hockey team. It'll be a big test for us, probably a sold-out arena on Friday night in Omaha, and, you know, I'm sure it's going to be one that they're really going to want to protect. So we got to go in there and find a way to win.
All right, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji, thanks for joining us here in the post-game report.
All right, thank you.
And we're going to transition here and get our game-winning goal scorer to join me here. It's Garrett Gomez, and Garrett got his second goal here of the season. Ends up being a game winner here tonight in a 2-1 victory on top of Omaha. And obviously, you got to have great feelings here after last night's tough loss. How does it feel to be able to put that one home?
It felt awesome. You know, at first we talked about, you know, driving the net and, you know, getting to the net and getting opportunities to, you know, make more opportunities in the offensive zone. Thankfully, Bonner, you know, nice shot to the net, came out right to me, and Buffy just put it right in the net.
2-1 victory. Last night had to be frustrating. What did you guys talk about going into this game to try to change the tide after last night?
Being more tenacious, you know, going after the puck, being more aggressive against. We kind of, you know, sat back and watched them last game, and, you know, we really wanted to be the aggressor in this game, get a lot of shots on net, communicate better to be a better team together, and I think we did that really well tonight.
You've been working with the guy on your left here, Tim Bonner, on the same line. How do you guys feel playing together?
Oh, awesome. He's a great guy. I feel very comfortable with him playing. Me and him just kind of gel together, and we know exactly what each other's doing. So, you know, it's good to have great chemistry on the team, and, you know, being able to work together and know exactly what each other's doing to score.
Last thing here for you is, you know, obviously a tough loss last night. You're playing this team 3 times in a row. Have you ever been in a situation like that where, you know, you kind of have this 2 games at our place and one more at theirs? They're opening that building, and, you know, what does it mean for momentum to get this win moving into next week?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You know, I've never played against a team three times in a row, but knowing next week it's going to be their home opener, their new arena, they're going to be on fire, and it's going to give us even more motivation to play better and, you know, beat them at their home barn with a bunch of fans there. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Garrett Gomez here. Thanks for joining us in the postgame show. Congratulations getting that game-winning goal, second of the season here tonight.
Thank you very much.
And now we'll transition once again. We got a third member of the team here to talk to. Up in the booth, the Tri-City Storm take a 2-1 victory, 2 goals in the third period. And the guy who was in on both of those goals and got his first goal of the season, that's Tim Bonner. Tim, first star tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Felt good.
And, you know, I saw your reaction there after that goal. Had a feel, obviously, not getting one early on this season. A little bit of a monkey off the back there.
Yeah, it feels awesome. And, you know, I don't know what was going on at the start of the season. I was getting tons of chances, couldn't put the puck away, and I was just fired up when I scored that one.
Staying here after the game, going to join your team on the ice with the fans. Just talk about the morale in the locker room, getting this win in front of your home fans to salvage that season, the split this weekend.
It felt great. I mean, we were so pumped after the game, and a complete 180 from last night where we thought we played awful last night. Everyone was down in the locker room. Coach didn't even come in and talk to us after the game. He was upset. It was just not good, but played unreal tonight, had a great game all around, and everyone's just in a great mood right now.
Coach talked a little bit with me before about injuries. You guys lose Hankey tonight. He's your partner as an assistant captain. Wish him well in the hospital right now, but, you know, what's the transition and how many injuries do you think you guys have to go through? Do you think it's bringing you guys closer as a team that everybody's kind of filling in for each other? You got to rotate, and we only dressed 11 forwards as it was tonight, and then you only had 10 once Hankey was down.
Yeah, you know what? Everyone's stepping up and doing their part. One guy goes down, that's an opportunity for another guy, and everyone's been really pulling their weight around here, and, you know, it's good to see. It always sucks seeing injuries, but all you can do is just go out there and try your hardest.
Last thing, in the third period tonight, you guys stayed out of the penalty box. Last night, took a few trips in there, a couple big-time penalties were called. Did you guys talk about that at all, trying to stay out of the box, especially when you got that lead?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, that was one of our keys to the game, was to stay out of the box. Last night, they burnt us in the power play. You know, they got another one early in the game, so it was huge for us to stay out of the box tonight, especially in the third, and we got that lead, and we did. Played a great last 7 minutes there when we got the lead, and we shut them down.
Tim Bonner gets a goal tonight, his first of the season. Helped out. Tri-City takes a 2-1 victory over the Omaha Lancers here at home at the Vero Event Center. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
All right. The Storm with the 2-1 victory. Thanks to both Tim, Garrett, and Coach Josh Howji for joining me here in the postgame show on the Breeze 94.5 FM. As we look to wrap things up here, we'll take a look at the USHL scoreboard, out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Midway Auto, think hassle-free, think Midway, think Midway.com. Final scores here in most of these games. Sioux Falls defeats Youngstown 4-0. Cedar Rapids defeats Indiana 7-5. Muskegon with a shutout of Chicago, a 4-0 victory. Des Moines and Sioux City right now in overtime, dead at 1 apiece. They're in overtime. Dubuque on top of Green Bay, 2-1. The Dubuque team keeps on rolling here early on in the season, and the Gamblers have been struggling coming off their Clark Cup title, have not had the beginning of the season that they envisioned. And Lincoln able to knock off Fargo 2-1. Lincoln stays undefeated as well. And that's your Midway USHL scoreboard update. Once again, the final score of this one, the Tri-City Storm topped the Omaha Lancers 2-1. The Storm get two late third period goals, one from Tim Bonner, one from Garrett Gomez. You just heard him here in the postgame show. And they will travel on Friday next week to Omaha to Ralston Arena, the grand opening of the new building for Lancers hockey. Should be a good one. We'll be here with the call on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Want to say thanks to everybody who helped us out here tonight. And we will see you next week. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Storm Hockey is brought to you by the following Storm fans: Viero Wireless, Central Hydraulics, Nebraska Lottery, Complete Nutrition, Burger King, Statler Implement, Best Western, Dent Popper, Bud Light, the Midway Auto Group, Coca-Cola, New West Sports Medicine, Valentino's Pizza, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Join us again next time on The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. The proceeding has been a presentation of the Tri-City Storm.